Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool. Echo, though.
Echo.
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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation.
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
You don't want any hard feelings.
You know what hard feelings are. I come up against your father.
Jesus Christ. Hard necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't with me, fellas! This ain't my first time. Yet the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. Sword cuts both ways.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Say, baby, hey. Girl say.
I felt like I was being, of all people, being kicked in the teeth. Especially you've been accused of being a hypocrite.
That's the irony of it, isn't it? I mean, that to me is the definition of obscenity. That is very painful to me.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can be toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
Hey,
Mr. Rob A., you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. You're a very nice, shapely butt. And a very nice, very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough, enough, enough.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Hi. Well, hi. 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 Well, hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No.
Guys could help us be big winners. The winners this weekend in Las Vegas.
I hate them. Oh, one of those outfits.
They've got some kind of lucky charm with them.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
Did they give you their roulette tip?
What's that, always been on black?
Never been.
Ah.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. We're going to jet ourselves to Crapsville and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting on an unfair bandwidth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Friday. February 28th.
Right.
Now hold on there, Buzz.
I'm ready.
They got to say from anywhere in America.
Mm-hmm.
Toll free number 877-365-3636 from Canada.
Yay!
Yay!
You want to be French?
They suck. Yeah. 1-800-636-1067 and Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome.
And right, welcome. Hi, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the snowstorm that wasn't.
Yeah.
Peace, Don.
Peace?
Yes.
Why'd you give me the peace sign?
I'm just feeling like anti-war today. I'm feeling like peace. I'm feeling like giving you the peace sign like it's the 60s, man.
Peace. I'm pro-war.
I know. So I'm figuring I'm going to say peace every day.
Yeah, I'm going to say,
you're going to say bomb them every day.
Bomb Iraq.
Well, you know, and how many shows do you get where you get really a point counterpoint? Right here.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iraq. Bomb, 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 bomb Iraq.
Make love,
yeah,
not war.
Anyway, the weather yesterday, thank God it's the end of February,
yeah.
And this is probably the last bit of bad weather we're going to have. They really, at least here in the D.C., Baltimore area, I don't know how they handled it in Philly. I don't know how they handled it down south of us, down in Norfolk and down by Richmond. But I'll tell you here, they had us built up to a fever pitch,
mm-hmm.
saying that we were going to get 10 inches of snow,
yeah.
and it was going to be heavy stuff from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And when we left the station last night,
it was coming down.
It was snowing like holy sin.
Yeah.
So some of us got hotel rooms, and Mike and I did, so that we could make sure that we were here today.
Mm-hmm.
I got up this morning. And keeping in mind that the last thing I heard last night before I went to bed was the weather guy saying, we're going to get the heaviest snow between now and 6 a.m. Woke up this morning, opened the curtains in the hotel, and it was snowing like crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Snowing like crazy. And I figured, what the F is possibly going on? I called my wife, and she said, in fairness, out where I live, we did get 6 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
We did get 6 inches in my little neck of the woods, but the roads were fine.
Mm-hmm.
Our road had been plowed. So I left the hotel and just went home very early this morning.
How did you find the roads driving to your hotel last night, though? Because it was really dicey when I was on the roads.
It was a little slippery getting there last night to the hotel.
Right when I get on my exit ramp, there was an accident right there. And the problem with that is because you didn't have the traffic. See, it's the traffic that keeps that stuff all melted.
Right.
So I had, actually, on a major highway, I had about an inch of snow.
You know that stop sign that's on Oak Street right below the station?
Right.
Totally missed it. My wheels locked, and I slipped right on through.
Wow, that had to be a pucker factor.
Very, very nice evening in the death sled.
That's scary. Yeah.
Sideways.
And Rob told me he had a nice, one of those fin things.
Oh, yeah, the fishtail. On another really small road, Old Dominion Drive in McLean. It's like an inch of snow. I'd almost kiss my ass goodbye.
I think we're all done. We're all finished.
Done, yes.
Well, and the great news is that flights are running on time.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
We'll be able to get out and go to Vegas. Courtesy of HBO Home Box Office sending us out for the Roy Jones Jr. fight.
Roy Jones Jr.
All right. Show off. Tomorrow night, we'll be there. Rob and Carrie and me and Frida will be in traffic court with my son. And again, I thank her for the opportunity. Got to cut loose. Oh, think of all the babies we've killed.
God.
A little early today because flying to Las Vegas, there's one flight. That's it. It's not like stay till the end of the show and catch a later flight.
Right.
That's not the question. And Mike has been the recipient of, I think you've gone out to Vegas twice on these HBO shows.
Right.
For the trips out to Vegas, and Mike has always left a little early, and I appreciate the fact you're returning the favor today.
No problem. Looking forward to entertaining a good friend of ours as you guys leave the studio. You'll probably be passing him in the hallway as Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey.
You know, it's something that just having Robert in here with me alone is something I really relish.
Yeah, well, it's Black History Month, and really we're celebrating it today.
Right.
We'll have two segments today.
Just in time.
We'll have JB on from Fox NFL Sunday.
Right.
And then it'll be Mike with Robert the Mailman before the news and the comments. Monday, we should have great stories about our vacation, our time out in Las Vegas. Not only will Rob and Carrie and I be staying at a nice hotel, courtesy of HBO.
In the same room.
And going to the fight, but on my own dime, I am paying for the three of us to go to the 4 o'clock performance tomorrow.
4 o'clock.
Of Siegfried and Roy.
All right.
We figured it would be the faggiest possible thing we could do.
You couldn't pick a better show to go to. I mean, I am just absolutely dying to hear about your experience. And remember, you know, light the old maitre d' up and get a space down front. At least that's what they used to do. That's what I did when I went to see Wayne Newton.
With all apologies to Rob's wonderful wife, Carrie, who Rob loves and we're all very fond of, I think really for Rob and I, the question is going to be, how are we going to ditch her?
Yeah.
Because it originally was going to be a foursome with Frida and I and Rob and Carrie.
Right,
and because Frida's got to stay back to do this traffic school thing with Bart, it's going to be Rob and Carrie and me. And I just have the feeling at some point, Rob, that I'm going to facilitate the fact that you're going to be separated from your wife physically for a few hours.
I believe that we may be the ones who are being ditched, because I talked to her about it today. I said, I'm out of my mind excited because I've never been to Vegas.
I know, you're like a little kid today.
And Carrie was like, yeah, you know. And I said, are we looking forward to anything? She said, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, 2 days of sleeping in. No responsibilities and no cleaning the house. So she might just be happy in the hotel with paper.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll see
what
happens.
You two toddlers will be up like at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? You'll be up earlier than that because you're going to be on a Vegas time. And
Robbie, we're hitting the casino tonight.
Oh, and tonight.
Tonight when we arrive, whatever time we get in, like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You'll play a slot machine as soon as you get off the plane.
I told myself I'm going to reserve all my self-control to not play slots in the airport because I had an ugly incident in the Reno airport.
Oh, yeah. That's right, with the Elvis machine.
And I was on my pills.
But that's when you were taking your I'm afraid of flying pills.
Yeah, I'm too excited to care about
them. You know, in the Vegas airport, I hit a jackpot.
Did you really?
I did on my way home. I hit a jackpot. That's when we had a delayed flight the last time I was there. And, it was a blast. Make sure you play the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. I remember that from when you and I went to Atlantic City. That's where Mike, like a mental patient.
I'm addicted to him. You know, I play slots now more than I play blackjack.
Wow.
Mike, which makes me dumb.
It was a room full of homeless ladies and Mike sitting in one corner with that big plastic tub.
He had a jackpot.
That they like a thing that KFC comes in.
He had a jackpot where they had to come out and get the attendant to pay me.
I've done that.
Anyway,
it was a blast.
Wow. It's going to be a great weekend. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for helping out on the show today.
You know, you want to talk about evil eyes, you and those old ladies, when you hit a jackpot where they have to come out and pay you, you get looks, the dirtiest looks I have ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Our lead story has to be, and I don't know if you watched the Letterman show two nights ago when Bruce Willis was the host, or last night when John McEnroe was the host, which was maybe the worst hour of network television.
He didn't do a good job.
That they've ever had.
Wow.
The lead story is David Letterman has shingles.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
In his eye?
It was originally thought to be like an infection in his eye. Mm-hmm. He has shingles. Now, I had thought that shingles were like some sexual thing, because I know a kid in high school who had him all the way from his hip all the way up his armpits.
They're supposed to be excruciatingly painful.
Well, Mike, as it turns out, we have a shingles expert.
Good.
On the show.
Really?
Excellent.
And this is not where I'm going to go to the telephone. It's going to be Tom Gavin.
All right.
Because I ask you to look to your right and to my left. This man, Buzz Burbank, has had shingles. Not only has he had shingles, he's had shingles that have paralyzed him.
Yeah, I was as useful as third base when I had them. It can manifest itself in different ways. It's a viral infection of the roots of your nerves. It's the same virus that causes chicken pox. I have never had chicken pox, but I was diagnosed once with shingles. One day,
if you have chicken pox, doesn't that mean you don't get shingles then?
Not necessarily, because it can rear its head again. The virus can reactivate at some point later in your life.
But painful, correct?
For some people, it wasn't for me. I had no pain. I had no rash. I just couldn't. I woke up one day and couldn't move.
You're paralyzed.
I was living in a house with some guys, and they had to carry me to the doctor's office, where he determined that what I had was shingles, and he said, 24 hours, you'll be fine.
And you were paralyzed.
Yeah, I couldn't move. I mean, it wasn't stiff paralyzed.
Was there anything on your body? Were there any marks?
Not a thing. Not a thing.
But who knows what's happening with Letterman?
Yeah, he got puffy. I guess he got the rash as well.
His eye was all screwed up a couple of nights ago, and that's the big story now. Dave Letterman has shingles.
Well, all I ever heard was because my father had them. I remember him talking about, you know, he's been through, you know, back surgeries and a lot of stuff, and he said it was one of the most painful experiences he ever
had. For most people, it is. And I guess it can be brought on by physical or emotional stress can cause this to happen. You had to be exposed to the virus at some point, obviously. But if you've had chicken pox, you can get it shingled at a later point, or you can get shingles even if you didn't have chicken pox.
One of the things he mentioned the last night before he took off, when his eye was totally closed, he said it hurts like it hurts like nobody's business.
Yeah,
and it looks about as painful as it can.
There you go. Well, you know what really hurt was watching that show last night. Bruce Willis did a pretty capable job, but this guy John McEnroe came out last night, and first off, Paul Schaefer wasn't there last night either.
Right.
So when they did the intro, they just said, Paul Schaefer's CBS Orchestra. And they never identified the guy that was sitting at the keyboards.
How did Paul Schaefer never takes off?
Well, here's all I can think is that they must have put out the word, Letterman's got shingles, there's no show for the rest of the week. So Paul Schaefer must have taken off. Then all of a sudden they said, wait a minute, hold on. We'll get Bruce Willis, we'll get John McEnroe, we'll get Regis, who's doing it tonight.
Right.
We'll have a show. Here's what I'm amazed at as I was watching that. You got to know, Letterman's got how many writers, Buzz? 20? Something like that?
Yeah, close to that. At least 10.
And from everything I've read, for every bit that gets on the air, there's like 20 bits that Letterman rejects.
Right.
Right.
Wouldn't you think, if you got a guy like John McEnroe, and he's never hosted a talk show, that once he gets through the painful monologue, and he was awful telling jokes,
right?
And he goes and he sits down at the desk, that you would give him like one of those bits where Letterman holds up
cards that have pictures and
a desk piece
and funny
call it.
Captions.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty easy stuff to do.
They didn't help him out at all.
Really?
Wow. They didn't help him out at all.
What amazes me is that, I mean, if Letterman wasn't there, why Paul Schaefer wasn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think Paul just said, "I'm not going to do it again"?
I'm not here when you guys aren't here.
Or maybe Paul got the shingles from David.
From kissing Dave?
from David.
David has shingles.
David.
On his genitals.
David.
David.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. I bet we're going to get guys with shingles now. Hello.
Yep, sure. That's me.
Yeah,
I had shingles.
You had shingles?
Yeah, actually got in my eyes. Worst thing that ever happened to me.
Painful?
Yes, terribly.
How'd you get them?
All it is a chickenpox virus. Once you have it, it never goes away. And if you get real sick, if you get run down, mm-hmm. sometimes guys that undergo chemotherapy get it. And what happens is it just comes back. And like I said, it hurt. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've heard horrible things about it. Never heard your story, though, Buzz, about being paralyzed.
Yeah, no, apparently that doesn't happen often.
How long did it last?
I got all the rare stuff. Just less than a day, less than 24 hours, certainly.
Wow. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I had maybe one of the places you should see when you get to Vegas is the Piano Bar in New York, New York.
The what bar?
The Piano Bar in New York, New York.
Yeah?
It's a real kick in the ass. I think Mike will like it because he's a real sentimental guy. You know, the old stuff.
Well, Mike's not going, though.
Oh, he's not?
No. No. That's the whole... God.
You know, really, for whatever reason, I got a phone call from somebody that's going to be out in Vegas that says, hey, maybe we should hook up. People think I'm going.
Well, you've gone on all the previous trips.
Yeah, yeah. But people think you and I are going.
No, I'm going with Rob.
Learn
Rob
to listen.
A and I are going. Mike's this is the first time Rob and I have had the chance to go. Mike has gone two previous times,
mm-hmm. right?
Courtesy of HBO. Uh-huh. And I want to say thank you, HBO.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? This is Wayne. Just going to say I had shingles a while back, and yeah, it's pretty painful. I had it all over my back, and. I wasn't paralyzed like Buzz, but they're like little pimples, you know, that just break out, and they're just the most excruciating pain you've ever had.
I remember this guy in high school that had them, and it looked like he had little pink. It was almost like shingles on a house.
Exactly.
Where the guy had.
That's why they call them shingles.
Yeah, right. Well, I figured. Thanks, Mike. I figured as much. But they looked. I remember pink. And crusty, and I mean, all the way from his hip, all the way underneath his underarm, and it looked like just the worst thing in the world.
And that description is also the way I like my steak.
It's pretty much every time I would sit down.
Red and pink
and crusty.
Pink and crusty.
Mm.
That's how I like my women. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, man, I was on hold, and nobody dropped an F-bomb or anything.
Sorry.
Hey, I also remember that Paul Schaefer also didn't appear on Letterman when Kathy Lee Gifford was the guest host.
You know, he wasn't there a lot of the time when Letterman had the heart attack.
Right.
All right, my friend.
Go figure.
I think that's it. I bet it's in his contract.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Probably not.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Any chance you guys recording your adventures out in Vegas?
No.
Even just like flipping in a recorder or something?
No, I mean, it's purely social. But Rob and I have enough, trust me. We'll have the tape recorders in our heads going.
Right.
Amen. And especially with Rob. Jesus Christ. Like, I know Rob will remember every detail of everything that happens.
He does.
On the entire trip. Now, here you go. Here's, put the guy up who's had shingles on his genitals.
Hey,
here's the guy we want to talk to. Hello. Who's this?
John.
Chris?
Yep.
From Rochester?
That's right.
You've had shingles on your genitals?
It was actually in the groin area. It was right in between my thighs.
Oh,
God. Went up and touched the boys. It was pretty bad. I was only
Oh, my God. Shingles on your balls.
Yeah,
oh, that had to hurt.
Ouch.
How long does it last?
It was 4 or 5 days for me.
Oh, my God.
4 or 5 days. Jesus Christ. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Doc.
See you later.
I just noticed something. Is that ring new? Is that for Vegas?
My wife gave this to me a long time ago, and I hardly ever wear it.
But you figure that's the Vegas thing?
Yeah, it's a pinky ring.
He's got a pinky ring for Las Vegas. You're into it. You're totally into it.
Don and Mike show. And, you know, I've lost now. I was commenting in the office. Lisa was commenting, especially on my face. Lost 42 pounds.
That's great.
And here's the look I'm going for, and I know I'll never get it.
Right.
But
You know Clooney in Ocean's 11?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I got a turtleneck on like Clooney had, and I've got a jacket that kind of goes with it.
Right, right.
That's the look I'm going for.
You're into the whole Vegas experience.
That's what I'm going for.
And speaking of weight gain, how about Lisa's really let herself go, hasn't she?
Lisa? Hey, listen, Lisa Herndon.
What does Lisa weigh now?
78 pounds?
The over-under has to be under 100 on the current weight
I'd
of
say
under, Lisa Herndon.
I'd say under 100.
I'd say with her makeup, maybe over 100 on the days that she really paints herself up.
You can always tell when Lisa's got an evening plan because she's got it put together
it
today.
Great.
She really does.
She
Good.
Told us she's planning on getting effed tonight.
I'm hoping to.
How much you weigh?
I would say about 118.
Really?
Come on.
Oh, come on.
With boots on?
What's that, with your shoes and with your layers of clothing and stuff?
I play soccer. Feel my legs.
Okay.
Mike's
wow.
Your leg
That's
now.
Solid muscle. That's granite.
Yeah.
I'm hardcore.
You're very radiant today.
Thank you.
See, you look like you've got an evening planned, vivacious evening.
Yeah. Nothing special planned.
All right.
Hey, whatever happened to those naked pictures of you in Playboy?
Well, my family and I discussed it. And after talking seriously with some family members that said that they felt uncomfortable with it, we decided to forego that.
Can you hear that in the listening audience? There is a huge, there's some people that are disappointed.
So it's not the company, Infinity Broadcasting, saying this is your family? Is it your ma?
Well, my mom just said, think of the other people in your family. And I have a cousin who's about my age, David, who lives here in Fairfax. And they all listen to the show. And his friends are going, yeah, do it. And he's going, you know, that's just kind of awkward.
Yeah, that's going to be, because people call about that.
Yeah,
they're going to be disappointed.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're disappointed, too.
Yeah.
But it was never our idea in the first place, so we can't,
It was strictly my idea, and I did want to do it, and my mom said, basically, I support whatever decision you want to make. It was,
But your mom pressured you into not doing it.
No, not at all. She just said, I want you to just think about the other people in our family.
Why don't you ask your boyfriend to just take some pictures of you?
Oh, and then bring them in and share them?
Just with us.
Yep,
sure.
Just with your extended radio family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask him and see what he says.
Some nude photos.
There should be no problem.
No problem.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got that shingles guy beat.
Really?
I contracted flesh-eating disease in my groin.
Oh, my God. Oh.
On your balls, on your...
Well, it started out as a boil, what I thought was a boil, in the crease on the right side... Right in the in-between place of your leg and your groin, and it spread up into my scrotum and back to the back part of the buttocks.
Ooh.
Lousy woozy.
And I mean,
hold on. You had shingles on your balls.
No, he had flesh-eating virus.
No, it's flesh-eating virus. It actually caused my scrotal sac to swell up to three times its normal size.
Wait. And over by your butt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
To the base of the anus.
I don't know.
How could a flesh-eating virus make you larger?
It was all the swelling and everything that was going on in the area.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital for almost 5 weeks, 2 days shy of 5 weeks.
Wow.
And did your skin come back?
No, I had to have plastic surgery to replace a lot of the skin down there.
Oh, my God.
Imagine, you got to go to some guy to have plastic surgery on your balls.
Yeah, absolutely, because I was filleted open. They were doing, operations every day on me. So they had to keep it open, so my balls were sort of out there with just resting on them.
Okay, all right, I'm going to throw up.
Boy, Mike, you got a low threshold. I mean, which grosses you out more, hearing that or hearing about my clear?
Hearing
my
that.
Clear, number
hearing,
three?
Hearing what that guy said grosses me out more.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, what's up? It's Black History Month, and y'all sitting here talking about some diseases brothers don't even get, man. We don't get shingles.
Hey, my friend, I would say that shingles are... Right up there in the black community.
Brothers don't be getting no shingles.
No, brothers,
man.
You get chicken pox, don't you?
Let me talk to you about your trip to Vegas. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Man, I understand why Rob gonna skip out on the end of Black History Month. I'm actually surprised he showed up all February. But you, Don, how you gonna skip the last day, man? When you got a black brother, dog?
Hey, listen,
you gotta respect your brother.
This
man.
This is the same guy.
He gonna skip out the gun.
Same guy calls every day and says my brother is black. Just because he has a bunch of kids.
I think brothers can get shingles.
Yeah.
Sure. I think
you know, guys, no matter what color you are, no matter what race, no matter what origin, I think guys pretty much can get anything.
I think so. We'd have to find out. So.
Probably the same for girls, but I think guys use less caution.
Women don't get shingles, do they?
There's a better chance.
They get chicken pox. I don't know why they wouldn't. I think they
do.
I think they do.
I think there's a better chance that guys get stuff just because the way we are.
The hygiene?
Just the way that we are. Well, never
you mean the scratching?
Well, yeah, that and
scratching,
also
picking.
Also, the fact that I noticed that in the toilets in our home, around the seat where you sit.
Right.
I mean, the actual, you know, the part that goes up and down where you sit.
Yeah, the seat.
I've noticed some stainage there, and not number one stainage. Oh. I've noticed some number two stainage.
Like on the back of the seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wipe stain.
Wow.
Right.
Like when you're swiping and then you just like on the upstroke, you leave a dollop.
I've just noticed it's a new phenomenon happening in my house, and I can't figure out if it's me or my son.
When you
but see, in this case, there's no doubt it's not my wife. It's got to be one of us. We've noticed this new.
It could be your wife. You never know.
Not a chance.
Well, women are basically more careful.
That's what that's my whole point. Girls are cleaner. Girls don't get as much bad stuff as guys.
And frankly, it's easier for girls to be cleaner. Because they don't have all their plumbing outside. You know, they don't have all that, you know, they don't have that wrecking ball down there that you have to avoid.
But if a girl was to get, something down there, they might have a worse time. Because at least having a guy, if you got a scrote, and you got a lot of area down there that you can go to town on, you can scratch away,
yeah, aerate,
yeah. Let's say you're a girl and you got something that gets like right inside the Tupperware seal there,
yeah.
I mean, if she goes in and starts scratching in there,
you're really like. You're scratching your insides.
I mean, you that scratch could end up leading all the way up, you know, to God knows. At least, here's what I'm saying. On the guys, you're scratching the outside area.
That's right.
And it's very easy to scratch. If you're a girl and you got something down there.
Well, you don't. If you're a girl, you don't have that kind of scratching.
Well, some girls do.
Well, I suppose that's why they have products for that.
I know, but think
about
it.
But with guys, it's the nature of the fact that you're outside that causes. You don't want to scratch all the time because you get all the you know, the heat and the moisture down there. And
you got your ball cheese.
You got all that stuff down there, and that's why probably that guy got the flesh-eating virus, because there's a good place for it to hang out.
Man, did
to hide down there.
Speaking of, I had some outstanding ball cheese today.
Now, when you talk about ball cheese,
here's what it is.
I don't think I've ever had that. I've itched down there, but I've never.
I got to this hotel last night, and they had this thing in the room. A Nordic Track thing, a step machine, but it wasn't one of those big, gigantic things. It was just a tiny little thing that just had a spot for each of your feet.
Yeah.
So you would stand in it, and like when you're watching TV, so I'm just standing there on this thing, thinking, well, I might as well exercise and do this, and I had sweatpants on, and I got up this morning and didn't shower before I left the hotel, and was reaching down and scratching my balls, and actually was able to, as I was down there scratching, actually pull out little balls. Little tiny balls of, I guess.
Lint?
No, skin.
Dead skin cells and moisture. And
ball cheese. That's what it was. It was ball cheese. And at one point I had.
I'm not going to let it happen. You're not going to phase me with this.
And I envy the person.
I know. I just want you to know I know what you're trying to do, and it's not going to bother
you. No, Mike, I'm not saying this to bother you. I'm just.
Well, it's
again,
bothering me.
The difference between guys and girls. At one point this morning, I was sitting at the desk at this hotel, and I was scratching my balls and realizing through my sweatpants, and then I went in underneath my underpants and realized, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, I got enough here to make a little ball. And at one point, I had six tiny little cheese balls made of cheese from my scrote that I had on the lined up in a row on the desk.
Oh. Okay. That's nice.
All right.
I'll remember that the next time I check in.
You know what? You win. You win. You got me.
Well, come on. Lots of guys must do that.
No, I'm sure lots of guys.
Terrifying.
Do you know that when you're talking about cheese, and you hear about cheese. You know,
scrotal cheese.
Scrotal cheese, toe cheese. But really, one of the cheesiest areas of the body, I think, is if you go a day or two without showering.
Yeah, and I went, this was just on one day.
Behind your ear.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Oh,
behind your ear, I think that gets gaming.
Any crevice.
But I do have, I have to tell you something, and I won't show you, but I know you will believe it. Coming from my funny cunny honey, you're going to believe this. What she tells you. Hold on, let me just pick up the phone. This has nothing to do with ball cheese or anything. But when you mention toe cheese, hi, hey, baby.
Yes, darling.
How are you?
I'm proud to be your wife. How are you?
Oh, what, are you listening to the thing about ball cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're going to turn it around now. Tell everybody.
Oh, now I'm going to be even prouder.
No. Please tell everybody the state of my feet. Of my toes.
Your feet are on the way to beautiful.
Wow. Now, come on, give me a little more credit than that. On the way to beautiful. Didn't?
Oh, no.
Wasn't the word that you used yesterday, or whenever I proudly showed you? Because, you know, I've been fighting this toenail fungus thing.
No, they are becoming beautiful. One, they're not completely beautiful yet. I mean, but I would be proud to be seen on any beach with those feet.
Yes, I now will no longer, the summer, I won't have to have that thing where I hide my toes.
Right, in the sand.
In the sand, or wear those sandals.
How long is the course of treatment supposed to last?
This is, baby, how long have I been seeing that foot doctor? A year?
Mom? I don't know. Not a year, I think since the summer.
Yeah, so going about 8-9 months
very
now.
Good.
I've been seeing this.
So you think by summertime, by the time you're going to put your feet on the beach, that it'll be completely cleared up?
Well, of the toes now, as you look at them now, honey, I think if remember when we
you have all the nails? Do you have all the nails?
Except on the big one on my right toe.
And that's growing back?
Even though they're not perfectly healthy, they're nothing to be embarrassed about now.
No, they do not look as opposed to a year ago, right? Now, come on.
Right? You wouldn't do a double take if you saw them now. Before, you would have. And you couldn't wear sandals. You wore, like, these kind of goofy clog things that were, you know, because your heels could be naked, but your toes always had to be hidden.
Yeah, but now.
Well, that's good. Congratulations on that.
I've put in the work there on the feet. Excellent. And now.
You could always paint them.
The toes are looking better.
I'm worried about what's going to happen when you get to be in such, when you do become George Clooney, because you're on the road. You've lost weight, you get haircuts every once in a while now.
Yes.
Your feet are looking beautiful.
Yes.
You know, I'm gonna be shown the door when that time comes.
No, honey, I'm gonna keep you even when I'm fine looking. Remember, I'm still gonna be ugly even when I'm good looking. I'll still be ugly.
Oh, you're not.
But anyway, I just wanted some proof here because I know you've spoken about my Fred Flintstone like feet before, and I just wanted to balance it out while talking about my ball cheese that my feet are no longer. The gross, hi Charlie, I know we got a break. They're no longer the gross science project that they used to be.
You're going
to
be giving Mike a run for his foot money soon.
Oh, now that's a wonderfully noble goal, but let's, you know, as I will reiterate, you know, I mean, Don is much lighter than I am, much thinner than I am, but I will tell you, there is not anyone, and I might be overstating it. But I will tell you, there is no one on the East Coast. You know what? I'm lying. I have a problem with my foot. I have a dry heel.
My heel
is dry.
Less than perfect.
It's less than perfect. In fact, I don't know what to do about it. I might go get one of them pedicures. Because I really think that I got to get this. I was going to describe my beautiful feet and my feet. Outside of this, you know, this dry heel thing, and I got it when I was wearing sandals all summer.
A pumice stone and some lotion.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
right. I'm going to take care of that. You know, I'm going to get them all ready too for summertime, and then I'm going to show you. You know, I think I really do. When they're in perfect shape, I have the most beautiful feet in the world.
He's sneaking up on you.
I sure am.
And if you don't do your maintenance with your pumice stone, you'll be handing that title.
Where the hell do you get a pumice stone?
Oh, anywhere, drugstores, anywhere.
All right.
Yeah. All right, baby. I love you. I love you. And again, you're the greatest. Let me just say that you're the greatest. You're the one that's going to the juvenile delinquent bad driver thing with our son tomorrow.
No.
You're the greatest. I owe you.
All right, boo-boo. Have
baby,
fun.
I'm going to win some money for you.
Don't do me that favor.
I'm going to win some money for you, honey.
Don't gamble for me. I already got enough problems.
And baby, as Mike pointed out, I am wearing that pinky ring that you got me.
You're looking every bit Vegas.
I know.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Be good.
Of course I'll be good. I'll be there with Rob.
All right.
What's going to happen with Rob?
I don't know.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong with him with Rob A? Okay. I love you, baby.
Love you, too.
You're the greatest. She is.
She's taking one for the team.
She is, because she certainly, I mean, she really doesn't want to go to Las Vegas, but I know that out of spite, she could have gone to Las Vegas just because this is the second week in a row she's done the thing with Barton.
Exactly.
Traffic school. I just had a conversation with Charlie about commercials, but I just have to get one call in less than 30 seconds. Chicks with shingles.
Hi.
Diane, have you had shingles?
Yes, I did. I was I had leukemia when I was 7. I was diagnosed with leukemia, and when you have a low immune system, you get shingles.
Well, yeah, and then you're all
Yeah, I'm all better now. I'm 20 years old now.
20 years old, cancer free.
Yep.
God bless you.
Excellent. Maybe there's a less serious.
Yeah, applaud that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Melissa.
Hi.
You have shingles?
I had shingles at age 18. I was just out of boot camp. 3 weeks of it.
Wow!
See, I was on fire.
You know, both the guy that called and said you do it, or you said you get it because your body's worn down. Like that lady, probably her immune system, because
physical
she went
or emotional
treatment,
stress.
And this person out of boot camp with the stress, right?
Where'd you get him, baby?
I had him all over from the bottom of my neck all the way to just above, you know where.
She had them from bottom of neck all the way down to vagina.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, right. I'm glad it stopped there.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Very, very painful.
Think about poor David Letterman. And his vagina.
Poor David Letterman vagina.
Well, I know if he's not getting better soon, I know we'll be able to call his mom.
Mrs. Dorothy Letterman.
To find out how she's doing, because she's taking care of him, right? She's bathing him.
That's great.
She is taking care of him, and he requires constant washing.
Let's clear the lines now. 877-365-3636. You know, that would be a good bit today, but we got to go with a Robert Blake today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Mike's Robert Blake is killer. It's still top of mind.
But Monday, I think we can look forward to Dot Letterman.
You got it. $1,000 right now, a secret sound, common everyday sound. It's heard in the kitchen, and it has nothing to do with ice cubes.
Man, oh man, that's a tough secret sound.
Identify the sound. We'd love to give you $1,000. Phone number 877-365-3636. And as we go to break, just picture that. I'm at a very nice, very swanky hotel. The company was nice enough to put me up in a very swanky hotel last night. Uh-huh. And right there on the desk, there they were, six beautiful little balls made of my cheese from my crotch. And, Buzz, I know that oftentimes you've told me that you will leave a gratuity behind.
Yes.
For the maid who cleans the room. I never do that. Do you ever do that, Mike?
No, I'm not real good at that.
I don't either, but I figured that's it.
Mm-hmm. That was your gift.
I left the six little balls of my DNA for her.
Yeah, and if there's foresight there, they can put them in an envelope and hope for some more cloning technology.
I won't even tell you about how
out of those little balls comes another Donnie.
I won't tell you how close I got to eating one of them.
Ah!
I didn't do it. We'll be right back. Call 1-800-100-1000.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Call 100 for $1,000.
I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You fool, you nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the fuck are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, then!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he... Chick, chick, chick! He trapped me!
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet, he beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
They says bad language. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, okay. We'll get a winner here. Let's just take this behind. Don
100.
Don and Mike, call 100, that's you.
Yes.
Yes, what's your name, my friend?
Billy.
Hey, Billy, where are you from?
Seattle area.
Billy?
Yeah.
Billy? Oh, that reminds me, Chris, the loser from Seattle, called yesterday with some kind of breakthrough great news. Yeah. He's been on an upward curve. But then called later in the show upset because we didn't take his call early in the show. So, Chris in Seattle, if you're listening, now would be the time to call because we're going to be pretty jam-packed from here on in. My friend, you won the 6 Feet Under prize pack. Get to know the Fishers 6 Feet Under. You got the first season now on Vivid or Vicious. Don't miss the premiere of an all-new season of 6 Feet Under this Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on the HBO.
Right.
Now, for $1,000, common everyday sound heard in the kitchen, and it is not an ice cube. It is not an ice cube being sliced and diced. It's not an ice cube coming out of an ice cube tray. It's got nothing to do with Ice Cube, the singer, or the or frozen ice. Are you ready?
All right, I got that.
Okay, I'm just covering my bases.
Yeah,
thank you.
For $1,000, good luck. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Ice Cube.
Really? Is it really Ice Cube?
You bet. Caller, name this sound.
Now, that's funny. Oh, here's the sound. I'm sorry. There it is. That's the sound.
It's really Ice Cube?
I mean, it's not really Ice Cube, but Mike's Ice Cube.
You know what? Ain't no stopping. All the dogs I'm dropping. It's Friday night, so everything is popping.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's Ice Cube.
See, that's good.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Synergy.
Right. For $1,000, what's the sound?
Is it turning on the dishwasher?
No, negative.
Negative, oh, no, we're sorry. No,
thank you, though. Don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you. Turning on the dishwasher with an ice cube.
Hey, John, one question?
Yeah.
Did you smell your fingers after making those ball cheese balls?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Maybe a little less time thinking about your funny line and a little more time thinking about the game that you played.
Mike, I don't think that was a funny line. I think it was a serious line.
Serious line of smelling your fingers?
And yes, I did.
I always do.
Is smelling your fingers ever really serious, though? It's always comedy.
And I came so dangerously close to just putting one in my mouth.
Oh.
And then I thought, well, look where that's been.
Why, exactly.
But then I also went through, I mean, obviously I had an awful lot of time on my hands in this hotel room.
Not all you had on
your hands. Yeah, I mean, literally. I was thinking, well, it's no different from when, for instance, my wife on the rare occasion would give me an oral pleasure. She's down there. She's in that area. You know, she's... Not that my wife ever services me when I'm in that condition. Uh-huh. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
Just kind of waiting for this to be done. I'm just waiting. You know, because Nate, when you're talking about that, it's something about you didn't get me at the beginning. It's just when it was the like three lined up on the...
Six of them.
You know, and I'm not sure which is worse, the clear fluid or this one. I think...
And I'll give you an extra bonus.
Great.
And I don't want to...
Rob, is it bothering you a little bit, too?
I mean, who wants to hear about this?
Right, exactly.
I think our audience does. And frankly, I think a lot of guys can relate to this. I think a lot of guys scratch their balls. I think a lot of guys get ball cheese. And a lot of guys, probably a lot of guys, now maybe they don't go to the extreme that I do, where they actually roll them into little balls and then line them up as if they were those little... Robbie, what do you call those things at Dunkin' Donuts in the middle of the...
Oh, the pop-ums.
The pop-ums?
Yeah.
Now, they're not that big.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope not.
They're
if they were that big, you'd have some sort of, like, skin condition.
They're tiny. They're very tiny. But I had six of them all in a row and just left them on the blotter of the desk in the room. And I don't want to mention... I just want to say... I don't want to mention the hotel.
Don't do it.
But it was a nice hotel in the Washington area. Room 326. So if you happen to check into a hotel in the Washington area and you get...
Tacos stayed there.
326. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Putting on the Ritz.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, that's called Fromunda cheese.
Fromunda, I get it.
Fromunda.
Fromunda.
Fromunda cheese.
Cheese lovers calling in now.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling to talk about the shingles.
Letterman shingles or just shingles in general?
The shingles. I've had them for 27 months.
You mean you still have them?
I sure do.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, and I've tried all kinds of medication. I've been on Neurontin. Have you ever heard of Neurontin?
No, I bet they're rotten.
Well, they're... I take 2,400 milligrams a day.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. How old are you, Cal?
I'm 68.
Now, have you had the same...
Hold on, let's take a moment to salute one of our 68-year-old listeners.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Have you been with the same physician during this whole time?
No, I've had two different physicians, and they've been doing a lot of reading. I've been on the Internet. And there's people that once they have the shingles, have them for the rest of their life.
Wow. Where are you calling from? What city, sir?
I'm calling from Carson City.
Out in Nevada.
Yeah.
Where do you have the shingles literally on your body?
I have them from my spine clear around to my navel.
Oh, God.
And I feel like I have aged. I've always been a very active person. And I feel like I've aged 5 years in the last 27 months.
Man, that is really... have you been to a neurologist?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's a shame. And I hope they can figure it out for you.
Well, what I was going to suggest that you, if you guys ever get it, you take this Neurontin. Now, Neurontin probably wouldn't affect you guys. It gives you memory loss and loss of sex drive.
Which is really what you want when you're 68 years old.
Well, listen, if it's any consolation, just let me tell you, your days are numbered anyway. you're 68 at this point. What the hell? I'd say
everybody thinks I'm about 50 by looking at me. I served 28 years in the legislature, and believe me, if that doesn't make you age...
Scratch them until they bleed, my friend. Scratch them and roll them up into little shingle balls.
You know what I think the problem
You know what I picture
there?
This guy looking like? You know, in Casino, he's from Carson City.
Right.
You know the guy in the Casino that comes to see Robert De Niro with a cowboy hat?
Yeah,
you know, he's got...
Y'all don't realize.
You people never learn.
You're just our guests.
You're just our guests here. That's great.
His problem, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, is when you go to a doctor with a medical problem and you say, well, my doctor's been doing a lot of reading.
That's disturbing
to
me.
Yeah, maybe go see a better Sawbones than that.
Yeah, go see a specialist.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Don and Mike. First thing I want to say is how can anybody say they don't know they're on the air because you could hear that thing 500 miles away.
Gotcha.
Number two, how in the hell am I going to recognize you and Rob A. tomorrow night at the fight?
It's beautiful if you have pay-per-view. Maybe you've seen the guy. He used to be, I think, at the Rams games when they were still in California. The guy in the end zone with a rainbow wig.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and I will both be wearing our rainbow wigs tomorrow night.
We'll be doing
that.
Since you're going to be in the rainbow wig, I'm going to be dressed up like I'm a part of the Raider Nation.
There you go.
Oh, and I almost forgot. We'll both be in blackface.
And you'll be saying, what's the sign that you'll be holding up? John 3:16?
John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Don and Mike cured my hemorrhoids.
There you go. Bingo.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You going out to Vegas. I had a blackjack system I wanted to share with you.
Yeah?
Play basic strategy, right? You know, card counting, nothing like that.
What's the strategy?
Well, no, basic strategy. Just, what you know, like you read your blackjack books, right? Just play like they tell you. But here's the thing with the money, because it's all money management. You want to take your minimum table bet, so you're playing $25.
Yeah. On that guy. We might as well have had that expert who actually told us that time, whenever you win money, put it in an envelope and immediately mail it back to yourself.
At least you did better than I did. I mean, I threw that out the window. I didn't even come remotely close to doing what he suggested.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I lost.
Hey, guys. Much like you make fun of radiophiles, I'm kind of a Letterman file, so I can answer all those questions about Paul Schaefer and the comedy pieces. But first of all, don't you find it ironic that Letterman pisses CBS off all the time and now he's got an eye injury?
I got
the eye injury.
Okay.
Okay. But you,
horrible. You do sound like the type of guy who would be a
Letterman
something file.
Yeah, not necessarily a Letterman file.
I don't say radio or television or pedo. Anyway.
Okay, so Schaefer wasn't there for every guest-hosted show when Letterman had the heart surgery. But also, you'll notice that in the opening of the show, the announcer guy, Alan Coulter, will always say, like, from New York and some sort of a joke, and then when Dave comes out, he'll say a joke. He didn't do any of that. They just can't do any written comedy when there's a guest host.
And you know this because...
It's just consistent from what they did last time when they were guest hosts. They just eliminate that completely. They didn't do any sort of desk comedy. They didn't do any sort of, like, written stuff.
Is this because... Well, why do you think?
It's got to be contractual, like you were saying before. It's got to be, like, written in Letterman's contract where they just can't allow anybody else to do...
You know, I would almost think he'd have a point because... It might be tied into Letterman's contract that the writers are his.
Right.
Paul Schaefer is his, that it's tied together so that when he's gone, they're gone.
Then why would you do a show if you're going to throw a guy like John McEnroe out and give him no help?
I sure as hell don't know. I mean, that would be a CBS decision.
But this guy has a point. I noticed last night they normally say from New York, America's or the world's greatest city.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even say the world's greatest city. And that threw me, because that made me think it was supposed to be a rerun last night. I thought it was like a really old episode.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Weird.
Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Oh, well, I'm not doing as good as you guys. I'm having to sit here half naked. I got the heebie-jeebies from your story. I had an Angora sweater on. I had to rip it off as fast as I could.
Why? You got shingles?
No, but it's just a topic. I actually thought shingles was something to do with, like, scabies or head lice or something.
So did I. I thought they were sexual in nature.
Oh, I mean, if anybody I knew anybody had one, I wouldn't go to their house, touch them, get near them, or anything.
Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I was just checking.
You are.
I've been there once.
Wow. Ah!
Five times.
Ah.
Five times.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been from are you a lesbian, no, to been there once, to been there five times.
Well, I wanted to be a...
Good call, Mike.
Thank you.
Good call, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I shagged her rotten, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
want
to say I'm having a, not a lesbian party tonight, but I'm having a party, and I make this dish or appetizer. It's called Gorgonzola grapes.
Ew.
They're red grapes rolled in cream cheese, and then you roll them in walnuts. Well, that's off the menu for tonight, because I couldn't even imagine anybody eating one after your
cheese.
Other topic.
Oh, the ball cheese.
Right.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys. I'm just going to go with the Jimmy Buffett theme tonight or something.
Well, you have a wonderful Friday.
Right, oh, you too, guys. Have fun in Vegas.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gorgonzola.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Man, woman. Is this a woman?
Last time I was out in Vegas, I saw Leah Remini out there. I went to see the Kevin James at the Dunes and ran into her at Mandalay Bay.
Did you mention our names?
No. By the time I walked past her and by the time I realized it was her, I went back and tried to run her down and she was gone.
With a car? Right,
run her down. Like that woman did to her husband in the driveway.
Yeah.
Run her down.
Not guilty.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Leah. Leah. Wait. Hold on. I want to run you down. There you go. Come here, Ms. Remini!
And then you'd have that falling down sound.
Got it.
That would be perfect.
But the hotel story, I mean, I don't know what's the problem.
There she goes, Mark.
You've got to get more into the personal hygiene or something.
What? Pardon me?
More into the personal hygiene or something. If you're getting enough gunk from down there to roll it into little balls, you got a problem, I think.
I shower sometimes. Twice a day. The deal was yesterday I had on jeans all day, same pair of underpants, went to the hotel, put on sweats, did this little mini workout, whatever it was in the room. Then, and also keep in mind, when I'm in a hotel, because my wife's not around, I run the temperature however I desire.
Right.
And last night I had it like, I think it's 76 degrees in the room.
Just to have it extra warm?
Yeah, because it was cold outside.
Right.
It's very liberating after you've been married for a long time and you fight about the thermometer all the time to go in a place and just, it was the digital thing, just pushed in 76 and you immediately see the thermometer inching up. So, like in the middle of the night, I was getting hot and kicking my covers off, and that's when I started scratching my balls. And when I got up in the morning, I put the sweatpants on.
Yeah.
Again, did some sit-ups, got back on that thing. I thought, boy, I'm really sweating. And then...
Yeah, if that thing got sweaty.
Ball cheese.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sweat on that thing.
Ball cheese. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I was just thinking there could have been a worse person than John McEnroe. They could have had Chevy Chase on there.
I think Chevy Chase would have been, you know, as bad as Chevy Chase is, he would have been better than John McEnroe. And no offense to John McEnroe, who I think is a very funny guest on Letterman, and he's good on Wimbledon coverage. And if you ever read his book, What the Hell Are You Talking About, or whatever the name of his last book was.
It's a funny man.
He's a funny guy, but they put him out there and gave him nothing to work with.
I would really love to know what the behind-the-scenes deal is. I mean, because obviously that is a show that is probably very difficult to get any inside information on, because it's the nature of Letterman himself.
Look at the people who have been chosen as guest hosts, though. Bruce Willis, John McEnroe, Regis Philbin. None of those men a threat to David Letterman. None of those men's going to come on the air and be fantastic and wow America.
It's very strange.
And that's also why I think he's denied they're denied the desk pieces and stuff.
It's very strange to me that either, you know, Leno or David Letterman, they have never maintained that wonderful tradition of Johnny Carson. I used to love it when Johnny Carson would have a guest host.
Right.
And I never, but they're obviously too threatened
exactly.
to bring in a guest host.
And I don't think he needs it in his contract. He's the boss. He owns and runs that company, so he makes the rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and Leno's got that whole thing. Leno just doesn't vacation.
He doesn't take any vacation.
Leno takes like 1 year, 1 week of vacation a year.
Like us.
Mike, from the internet, you know, our own wonderful 78-pound Lisa Herndon is constantly on the internet searching for new sites. And she found a couple here that I'm going to bring to your attention.
Okay.
Let me see. Here's one. Jimgoad.com.
Jimgoad?
And it's a guide to prison slang.
Oh, wow.
And for instance, if I was to say about Buzz, we were in prison, I would say to you, Buzz is a solid peckerwood. Would you know that I would mean that white male is a fine, dependable fellow?
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, well, peckerwood is kind of a white, you know, term for whitey.
All right, how about this? Heart check.
Heart check?
Heart check.
Is that a fight?
Nope, that's I dare you. So you're close.
Okay.
I dare you. Let me see. Bust a grape. Man, I was about ready to bust a grape.
That means I was about ready to, reach the pinnacle of my moment.
No.
No?
About to become violent.
Ooh. Bust a grape.
About to become violent. Let me see. Hold on a second. Grunion. What is grunion?
Is that like itty cream?
No, it's not milk. It's not chocolate milk. Grunion is a tiny amount, as in Hector had only a grunion of tobacco, not even enough for my cigarette.
Okay, all right.
Let me see. Sancho. If you're in jail, who's Sancho?
Would that be a Hispanic guy?
Well, I guess, but it has a broader... Sancho is known as the man who F's your wife or girlfriend while you're in prison.
Oh, that's not good.
Let me see. Dick mittens.
Would that be a condom?
No, it's the condition of one's hands when one neglects to wash them after urinating. Okay, so that's... Anyway, that's about being in jail.
Of course, that's where tossed salad came from.
Right? Here we go. Here's another site, colorfulyou.com. And this is Bling Bling. Release your head with some color, fool, where women of color can get fantastic wigs. We were looking, I was showing this yesterday, Mike. Here's one. The model's name is Champagne. The do is called Biscuits and Gravy, and the color is Platinum Honey.
Wow, look at that. Pretty, huh?
As you can see now...
Isn't that lovely?
Here's the model named Bethesda. The do is Shih Tzu with Finger Wave, and the color is Bling Bling Blue.
Look at that.
It sure is.
These are wonderful.
Incidentally, Bethesda spelled with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
That would look cool. So good on J.C. Hayward.
And there is a phone number. I would like to order one of these wigs. Let me see if we can get through here at 1-888.
What is the name of the website again?
Give me a second.
Okay.
H-A-I-D-O. It's... Colorful You. Now, hi, is this colorfulyou.com? Is this where you order wigs?
Is this 1-888 hairdo? Hairdo? You do hair care products. Do you do hair grow products? Do you do hair care products for women? Do grow. We're doing a radio show. May I put you on the air for a second? We're on a website. No, okay. All right. She says no. After all that. Let me see if I perhaps misdialed. Hold on a second. Wow, I'm going to get such a weak dial tone there. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
1-8? You know, I may have dialed 1-800. H-A-I-R. Because there's no way to describe these hair hair things that we're looking at. It's the... Oh. Okay, I'm getting a message.
Now, are we getting through to the wig place now?
Yeah.
Good.
I like to order free to the biscuits and gravy.
I like biscuits and gravy, but I like the blue thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, you're better than me. Describe these wigs that we're looking at.
Biscuits and gravy is a blonde, silver, brown wig that is got lots of waves in it, almost like an ocean wave.
Hi, Pat. I'd like to make an order. We're doing a radio show right now. We'd like to put you on the air to make an order. Is that okay? Okay. It's the Don and Mike show.
Hello.
And hi. Welcome to the show. Now, we were on this website. We're on this website, colorfulyou.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to order for my wife the dude that's called Biscuits and Gravy Platinum Honey.
I think you have the wrong number.
Huh.
You don't sell the wigs?
No.
Is this 1-888 hairdo?
No.
Who did I call now?
Maybe information?
No. I mean, who are you? Are
you a hair site?
This is Sure Vitamins for Naturalistas.
Vitamins?
Sure Vitamins. Well, I have no need for vitamins in my life.
Everybody has a need for vitamins.
No, I don't.
Why don't you send us some Ester C?
Hello?
That isn't one we carry.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Well, then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Well, apparently, I don't know. We're not going to be able to get through. But the site, if you want to check it out, these wigs are just fantastic. And
like on that particular site, you'd have to order Esther Roll suit.
I think that they would look great on Sisters, but I think even on the White Devil, like my wife.
Oh, look at that orange one. What's that called?
That is, the model's name is Orangina.
Now, I think the models are fake.
And it's called Low Rider with Pop Trunk.
Yeah.
And the color is Blonde Gone Wrong.
Fantastic.
These are some crazy-ass black wigs.
I love them.
And anyway, the site is colorfulyou.com.
All right.
Okay, I would like to order one for my wife, but apparently we're not going to be able to.
Get one right now.
Here's another site, oxymoron.com. And
military intelligence.
There are just a million of them here. And, of course, you know an oxymoron. For instance, a fine mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's an oxymoron. Here's another one. A new classic.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? They don't jive. Agree to disagree. That's an oxymoron. Arms limitation. Arrogant humility. Artificial intelligence. Now, here are a couple that caught my eye. Awfully good.
Awfully good.
You say that a lot, yeah. And that is an oxymoron.
That's a good one.
Another one, of course, would be, Chad, that's awful nice.
That's awful nice.
You know, that's a funny
that's oxymoron. Wicked good.
Here's one. We've talked about pianos. Baby grand.
A baby grand, that's an oxymoron,
that's
right?
That's an oxymoron. Balding hair is a good oxymoron.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Let me see.
Yeah, most of them are, right?
Yeah, but that one is special.
Birth control. If you think about it, birth... Well, I guess not. Maybe not. That's one that I thought was funny. Let me see. boneless ribs.
I like that one.
Bright rain.
Bright rain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, all right.
Let me see. Calculated risk. That's a great oxymoron.
Right.
Oh, hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm looking for a wig.
Now, come on, who is this?
Come on now, see you doing the same thing. I'm just paying you back, man. You call my office, I'm going to call yours.
Now, wait.
Let me get a wig, bro.
Hold on, what office did we call?
You called several, man, and I'm just rebuttaling to you.
You're just rebuttaling to me?
I'm doing a rebuttal. That's what I'm doing.
Do you sell wigs at your business?
No, sir.
This must be one of the offices that we just called.
That's exactly right.
Which one of the offices? We were trying to call 1-800-HAIRDO or 1-888-HAIRDO. Which office did we call?
This is the vitamin company that you called, and you spoke to a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm. How come you don't have Esther C.?
How come we don't have Esther C?
Don't answer a question with a question.
She's telling me don't answer a question with a question. I'm sorry about that, Don and Mike.
Maybe a little less time fooling around on the telephone, a little more time ordering up some Esther C.
You know what? There's nothing special about it. What's the difference about Esther C and standard vitamin C, calcium, and ascorbate?
Esther C has Esther in it.
People want to buy it.
Oh.
Anyway, it was a call that was placed in error. I was looking for we were trying to order a biscuits and gravy wig for my wife.
Oh, well, I hope you find it.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much, Mr. Vitamin.
All right.
Great. Another guy who's got the hotline number.
Back to oxymoron. Here's a good one. Casually concerned.
Okay.
Somebody's got to think. I've had the opportunity to look at
There's some standard oxymorons that are like classic.
Jumbo shrimp, for example.
Jumbo shrimp.
Here's one. Chocolate Nilla wafers.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Wrong.
Now, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hold on. Dry beer, dry humor, dry ice, dry pond, dry snow. Dull acupuncturist. Dull shine. Here's one you hear all the time. Dying is a part of life. That is, I guess, on some level, an oxymoron. Mike, you can relate to this one. Divorce court.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Easy payments.
No, wait, divorce court.
Yeah, because courting as a verb.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Uh-huh. Good grief.
Yeah, that's excellent.
I like that one.
Good S-H-I.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I mean, it is an oxymoron.
Yeah. Sure.
Girly man. Good fast food.
Mm-hmm.
honest crook. Honest liar. Healthy tan.
that's a thinking one.
Yeah,
a lot of these are. And maybe I shouldn't go with this, but they do have jumbo shrimp here.
Ah, very good.
Then you also have kosher ham. You have ladies man. And again, if you're going to, you know, Cavathier. If you're going to just oxymorons,
right?
These are standard oxymorons. Anyway, mm-hmm. There's a list of, there's got to be 1,000 of them. One size fits all. Once again, original copy.
Right.
Original reprint.
Original copy. I like that one.
Quick fix.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Sad clown. Single copy. Speed bump. Smart fool. Slow jog. Smaller half. Smart bomb.
Smart Joe.
let me see. Talking mime. No, I've never even heard that before.
No.
Talking mime. Unhappily married.
Well, that's not one.
Let me see. Valuable junk. Robbie will enjoy. I've never heard this one before, but it says white negro.
Really?
Never heard that one before.
Strange.
Wet drywall. Now, that's one that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Wet drywall. When you stop and think about it. Waste management, working lunch, wireless cable.
is another good one if you stop and
right.
think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it's just oxymoron. it's from the web.
It is. Yeah. The land of the internet helping us all.
It's from the web.
To expand our minds.
We got like a million of them. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike. Ray yeah. God.
Howdy.
Hey, got a great oxymoron for you. I was in the Giant the other day, supermarket, saw sugar-free sugar wafers.
There you go. Right, see, now people are grasping onto it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bueno, Gusto, boys.
Hi.
Got the mother of all oxymorons for you.
Okay.
This is military intelligence.
Military intelligence is probably the most classically used example.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing? Another good one is Holy War.
Holy War.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Excellent.
That's appropriate.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How about Near Miss?
Near Miss?
Near Miss. That's right. Another good one. Anyway, if you go to the site oxymoron.com, Lisa printed out, there have to be 28 pages of them.
Yeah, and the ones that we got over the phone were better than the ones that were on that page.
Yeah. Well, sorry about that.
I guess. No, I mean, but you know what? I mean, the classic ones are like, I remember Near Miss. That's one of the great ones.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
SPIWAC.
Yeah.
That's the great ultimate oxymoron, SPIWAC.
Don't get it, sir.
Where are you going?
Whack comes before spew.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Radio guys got a great oxymoron, military intelligence.
Right.
Just had it.
We had it already.
But working vacation.
Don and Mike show. We had that too.
Oh, did we?
Hello.
Didn't hear that one.
Hey, two that are actually on the same list that I thought you'd especially appreciate. Deaf Listener.
Yeah.
And Eyes Wide Shut, the greatest movie ever.
I love that movie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, deities of the dial. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, Buzz. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Don, I got a check. My wife called me yesterday at work. She called and says, we just got a check from the government. I go, okay, how much is it and why? She says, well, it's from the Department of the Government. We had a loan for our house, and we just recently refinanced. And I go, okay, how much is it? She goes, guess. I go, oh, $1,000. She goes, higher. I go, you're kidding. I go, well, how much is it? She goes, $10,000.
Wow.
Okay. So I am happy.
So this had nothing to do with oxymoron or anything else. You
wanted to just like take a
I
little.
I want to share the joy.
What do you want to take a little canoe out and paddle around Lake Mee for a while?
Now is this $10,000 that you really are owed by the government, or is this one of those deals where you deposit the check and like a week later some guy calls and says, incidentally, you know, we didn't mean to put that money.
You know, even a bank will do that, but if it's the government, do you think they might have made a mistake?
I called them up. I called them up about an hour ago, and they checked on the records, and they said it's mine. They double-checked the loan papers. And they
you know, what's even weird but about that, and I hope it is. I hope it's true, and I hope you get to keep the money. But the fact is, even if they said that, and later on they determined that it wasn't legit, can't they still come and get you?
Yeah, of course, you're screwed.
That's what I'm worried about. So we're gonna keep it, hang on to it.
Yeah, let it get interest, and then, you know, I can wait a year or so, and then to hell with it.
Thank you. Goodbye.
But you know what also sucks about Uncle Sam? Can't they come and grab you 20 years down the road for taxes that you haven't paid?
I sure can, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
There you go. Hey, Don, when you're here, you want to go to the NASCAR race in Las Vegas?
We're leaving, but thank you, though.
Okay, practicing medicine.
Okay. Oh, that's another one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. How about a good woman?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow.
That's gotten thumbs up from at least one person in this room.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Vic. I got an oxymoron for you.
Yeah, Vic.
Plastic glasses.
That's a great one. That is really funny.
These are a lot better than the ones that are on that website.
They really, because I mean, really, the ones on the website, it was almost like somebody was making them up, and they weren't really legit. No.
Plastic glasses. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
I got one that fits more for you guys on the show more so than anyone else. There's a rapper. His name is Black Rob.
Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Happily married.
You know, our listeners deserve a round of applause.
Those are the best ones.
They really, they took the oxymoron bit and elevated it to new heights.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, this all started, if we just could have gotten the lady with the biscuits and gravy wig,
exactly.
We'd have gone to oxymoron.com. Hi, Lisa.
Gordita, I believe, is an oxymoron. The suffix ita in Spanish is like a term of endearment, like little one or something, and gordo means fat, so gordita would be little fat one.
So that's a Spanish oxymoron.
As far as I know.
What an incredibly educational show this is.
Yeah.
Thanks. We had the perfect out already. But never mind, you look great. Get out of here.
She does look good today.
You look great. Just get out of here. Just get out of here.
Oh, my.
Okay. When we come back, you don't help, you make a face.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand it either.
I didn't get it either. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How about this one? Assistant producer.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to my ass in jail. What they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means my ass. Right, with jelly or without jelly, some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly. Right, I will reach my right. I will automatically get right. I will, you know, automatically if he's my for about 10 minutes or longer. Right, it's a sensation feeling, and it makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a right. But the only difference is it's not a right. It's clean. The person is decent, and the person know that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad to him. Let him, you know, be straight. That's it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Became
bulimic.
You can read minds.
Ready to D.O.T. Don and Mike.
Right. Friday favorite coming up also very soon. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. A Black History Month. Next week on the show, it's back. Affiliate Roulette. Hot ride.
Yeah.
Plus, talking about our newest big money in-studio giveaway that involves some eating or nudity or something like that.
Yeah.
Not really come up with it yet.
Very good.
Want to mention, just being honest, Rob, we've got a prize to give away. I'm not sure what we're doing yet. But
and it always could combine both, nudity and eating.
And next week on the show, a woman who's written a book about why threesomes are better sexually than twosomes.
Looking
forward to that.
Yeah.
And before we get to the Friday favorite, we've talked a lot about, of course, the entertainment this weekend. Rob and I are lucky enough to be getting out of here and going to Vegas, courtesy of HBO, for the Roy Jones Jr. fight.
Junior.
However, let me just say, Fredericksburg, this is Radio's Don Geronimo saying, please to join my friend Mike and the Crap Blues Band for a rare Friday night appearance tonight.
Scary rare.
At Sullivan's Irish Pub in the heart of Central Park. That's Mike and the Crap Blues Band tonight in Fredericksburg. If I wasn't going to Las Vegas,
I know,
I wouldn't be there. But
now you blew the whole thing. You know, now you said that.
Well, but Mike,
people are going to be looking for you.
It's almost like that Princess Bride thing with you.
Yeah.
You think that I switched, you know.
Right.
How do you know?
You might not be going to Las Vegas at all. You might be in the front row.
Might be going to Mike's appearance. And don't forget, if you see me at Mike's band concert, be the first to come up and say hi, and immediately you will win a brand new car.
Cool.
Joining us now for the Friday favorite, low-budget Jeff R.D. Well, you saw him as the star of the Barbara Walters interview just a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, I ain't no star. I ain't no star at all.
Robert
you
Blake.
You start with that crap there. You understand? They took away my past and my life. They took me away, flushed me down a toilet, and here I am. Another stupid interview. I tell you, it's all bogus. My life's over. When they shut that door, pal,
They shut that door on me, and that is the end of that tune. They might as well just throw away the key, because I ain't got no life no more. That's it. They took away my past.
Robert,
don't you understand what I'm saying?
Robert?
Man, I tell you right now, they just threw me away. They threw me down the toilet. They flushed me. That's what they did, the cops. Them cops. Them cops don't got no clue about them thing, that though.
Can you explain to us again how it is? I know you're dyslexic.
Yeah.
But explain how it is that that has something to do with you going back to the car and leaving your gun in the car.
Well, them stinking cops are trying to make you... You know, I read that expression on your face there. What you're doing there is you're trying to tell me them expressions that you got there say that I ain't got the truth on my side. I got the truth. I'm not being dramatic or nothing. I'm telling you the damn truth here. Don't you understand that, Don? They're railroading me. They're throwing me right down the toilet. And I got nothing I can say about it. I got dyslexia, so I forgot my gun. That's why I went back to Vitello's. That's the restaurant that I like so bad. That's where they got that pasta I like so bad. Man, I tell you, man, and I got dyslexia, but I can read your face backwards. Man, I'll tell you right now, I'm really upset. So, you know, after you eat at Vitello's, I love that restaurant so bad that we always like to walk. We always like to walk and take a little trip, and sometimes I'd sing afterwards going, you're my favorite pasta dish. You're my plate of oregano.
I was just going to ask you. Now, you sang to your daughter on the TV show.
Little Rosie.
If you could
I hope you're all right. Can I say something there right now?
Oh, to your daughter, Rosie,
I'm gonna
yes.
I'm going to love you forever. Rosie, I'm going to love you forever. And the gift of life is spectacular. Grab hold of it. Don't forget, I'll be with you always, even though they got me in this damn cell there. Rosie, I love you, and I'm not being dramatic. This is your daddy. I love you. I love you to death.
Oh,
I do. I love you so bad.
If you could speak, and I know you did that impassioned thing where you looked into the camera.
And I tell you, Manny, they're really trying to railroad me, just like you are. You're like all them other interviews.
No.
You're like that bitch. You're like
Barbara
Walters, that old wrinkled bitch. No. You know, I looked at her face. She don't care about me. She cares about like making her next buck with all her wrinkles and stuff in her skin.
Would you like to kill her?
I'd like to kill her. I tell you right now, I'd like to whack her is what I'd like to do.
Now, I know that you...
I'd take her to Vitello's, and then I'd take the long way around the block.
You got this thing where you look in the camera and you sing like you did to Rosie. If I ask you now...
That Walters babe smelled like trouble right from the very beginning, man.
What would you like to say to Barbara Walters if you could say anything now? And hopefully you'll do it like you did for your daughter Rosie. You'll do it in songs.
Is that what you'd like? I look at her right now. Hey, Barbara, I'm singing you a song. Suck it. Suck it, Barbara. Suck it real good. This is Robert Blake looking you in the eye. Hating that interview that my lawyers told me not to do. So go ahead, Barbara. Take a look at it and suck it. There you go.
Wow.
Suck it without a tooth. Without a tooth in your head so bad. Man, I tell you right now, this is really, she's a nasty, she's that antichrist. And, you know, she's got all her skin pulled back around her head, and she's got it pulled back, you know, and all them facelifts that she's had, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, brother, I tell you, she's one serious bad egg.
Now,
I got news for you. So, Barbara, this is me, Robert, telling you once again, come real close to it, take a good look at it, take a smell of it, and then suck it.
Wow. What about Jay Leno? You mentioned that.
Oh man, Jay Leno, another one of them bad eggs.
Jay Leno's jokes have made
me
cry.
Brother, man, how much can a guy take? He's sitting there, and I'm bleeding to death. I'm bleeding from the eyes, and he's sitting there making hay on it. And he's telling people, "What do I do when I get out? I don't got no life. They took my pass. They took my pass
again."
I'll tell you, brother.
If you could,
I'd whack him.
Oh, you would?
Wow.
You wouldn't sing to Jay?
Yeah. I'll tell him. I got a song for him.
You got a song for Jay?
I'll look right into this camera over here.
Okay.
All right, Bob?
Camera two.
All right, here we go. Hey, Jay Leno, come real close to me. Now what I'd like you to do is stick your finger in it. Go ahead. Stick your little finger in it, your Italian finger, right in it.
Wow.
Oh, Mr. Leno, put your finger in it and then take it out and smell it. There you go. That's my song for you, Leno. You freak, brother. I swear to God, if I ever get out of this little square cell, I'm coming to get you. I'll break your jaw. I swear to God, it's a big target, brother. And I'm coming to get you.
I think a lot of people...
Stick your finger in it.
A lot of people thought you were nuts.
I ain't nuts.
But a lot of people thought you were really nuts at the end when you were crying, you were saying, God,
how'd you like to grow up if you say I'm nuts? How'd you like to grow up without any toys? How'd you like to be there and you'd sit there and work your fingers to the bone and then they wouldn't give you any toys, they'd give them to your brothers. Your brothers got all the toys. I'm not being melodramatic here. I ain't being dramatic, Don. I ain't about that. That's not what I do. They took away my pet.
You look good gray.
Well, I tell you right now, I used to dye my hair. I'm not going to make no secret of the fact that I dyed my hair, man. And, you know, man, they took away my hair dye. Man, Spanky got all the trim and they took away my hair dye. Man, it drives me nuts. I gave people a lot of pleasure, brother.
Yeah.
A serious amount of pleasure. And now what do? They put me in there. It doesn't matter to me. What do I got left? I got nothing anymore. It's all done because of them cops with their brothers out there on the street.
What would you say to the cops right now? And again, I'm hoping you bring it to a song like you do.
I got a song that I wrote just special for the cops.
Would you look at the camera too again?
Hey, Mr. Policeman in L.A., this is Robert talking to you. Lick it real good with your tongue so you can taste it. And after you lick it a long time, brother, and then taste it. There you go. And shake them like dice. There it is, brother. Lick it, Mr. Policeman. Lick it good until your tongue bleeds.
Wow.
There's my song to you, Mr. Policeman. Lick it, please. Lick it hard.
You know...
Yeah, man. I got songs for everybody.
You appeared kind of psychotic at the end of the Barbara Walters interview. You were crying. You were saying, God damn it, I'm not making it up. Then she said...
God damn it, I'm not making it up, brother.
Then she said, do you have anything you'd like to say to your daughter, Rosie? And you looked directly into the camera.
Yes.
And you sang a stupid song about Santa Claus.
You're my Christmas
Easter
tree.
Bunny.
You're the Easter Bunny. You're the best part of me. I'm so crazy about you. And then the song was so nice to sing on the camera there, brother, that I decided I'd sing a bunch of songs, and I'd write a whole bunch of them. And I got a bunch of them for anybody you want me to sing them about. I got something for the judge in my hearing that I was watching the other days that I hated so bad.
You got a song for the judge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Judge, there sitting in your robe. Pick it and eat it. Pick it and eat it. Hey, Mr. Judge, sitting in your robe. Let me pick it for you and eat it.
Wow.
There you go. Which do you like better? Put your finger in it or that one?
What about a song, or what about your thoughts, which may lead to a song, to your...
Good ship lollipop.
Your dead wife, Bonnie Blakely Burke.
Hey, there's evil all around, and evil got in you, and now you're in the ground, and I'm real sad, but there's an evil lady that's no longer around. Pick it and eat it. Pick it and eat it. Swallow my three. Swallow number three. There you go. Pick it and eat it. Stick your finger in it, man. Lick it good. Lick it. Pick it. Eat it. There's the song for her. Man, oh, man, I miss her bad. We like to go to that restaurant I like so bad.
Well, what's the name of that restaurant?
Vitello's.
Do you have a song about Vitello's?
Hey, Vitello's, where's my stinking gun? I'm coming back to get you. Now pick it and eat it. That's real good. Fantastic. Smell it good. Smell it good. Vitello's, smell it good. Breadsticks and bullets. That's the way it works. Now pick it, smell it, and eat it. Because it always smells like cheese, brother. It always smells like cheese. And you might think I'm crazy, but I ain't crazy. Can I sit down for a second?
Yeah.
I got to eat my candy bars. Man, I got a whole stack of them here. I got me one of them Nestle Crunches. I got one of them Snickers.
What would you say about the people who saw the interview and think that maybe you're nuts?
I'd say they're full of crap. I ain't nuts. They're trying to say it. I'll tell you right now. Man, I like the candy bars with the almonds I like so bad. They think I'm crazy. That's just the way it is. And there ain't nothing I can do about it. They're going to lock me away and throw away the key, brother.
What if they, I'll ask you the same question Barbara Walters did.
Yeah.
What if they never let you out of prison?
That doesn't matter to me.
Why?
They took it away already. What do I got? I'm dead already. You know something? I'm going to tell you something, Don.
Yeah?
When they shut that door, when they shut that door, brother, in my cell, I ain't there. I ain't there. You understand? People think I'm crazy, but that's not it. People don't realize my smarts. I got the smarts.
Yeah.
People got to realize how smart I am.
Have you
That's the way it is, brother, being an old man.
Have you tossed salad?
No, man, I'm in solitary. I know what you're talking about. And that enters into one of my songs. Suck It. Have you ever heard that song? That's for the prison guard.
Well, that was also the song for Barbara Walters. Yeah,
suck It Good.
The song for the judge.
I got a 160 IQ, brother. And I wrote Suck It, especially for Barbara Walters and M guards. Suck it real good. Suck it till you're blue. Suck it till you're blue. That's the message I got from my guards, brother. Suck it till you're blue, brother.
Now, what about...
Man, oh, man. Suck it till you're blue.
What about the one daughter that's on TV that actually appears lucid?
She's the apple of my eye, man. I'll tell you right now. She's raising Rosie, and she's in good hands with that kid. That kid of mine is a good kid there, brother.
Do you have a song for her, for your grown-up daughter?
Yeah, for the grown-up daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, you know it's me. How much I love you, you're my Christmas tree. Don't let any of those bad guys come around you. And if they do, tell them to suck it till they turn blue. Kiss the bullet, brother. Hey, all right. I tell you, I like coming out though and doing these interviews because I don't get a chance to touch people, you know. Barbara Walters was the first, that's the first woman's hand, brother, that I touched in about a year, you know that? And I had to touch a hand that felt like sandpaper, man. It was like shaking hands with a bald eagle. She had talents, man. She had little claws. It was like shaking some kind of monster's
head. How did she smell, Barbara Walters?
She smelled like an old lady, man. It was kind of a combination, brother, of like perfume covering up poop.
Wow.
That's what it smelled like, man. It was real disturbing. I don't mind telling you. Sure. And, you know, a lot of old ladies smell like that, you know. They got this perfume that they put on, and they like to spray it on because they like the smell of it so bad. And they spray it all over themselves. But underneath, if you really take a big, deep whiff, and I've been in a box for a long time, brother. So I got all these smells, you know.
Yeah.
My olfactory glands are really super there, acute. And I took a big, deep breath, and you got through that perfume, and, man, I sneezed.
Bless you.
And then after I sneezed, I cleared out my whole sinuses. And underneath that smell of that Barbara Walters perfume was something real bad, man. Something like you'd leave in the house. Something like a plate of bad meat. It was real. That's what she smelled like.
Huh.
Perfume covering bad meat bad that's meat. Been left on the counter.
What about a song? I know I have to break, but a song for the lawyers who dropped your case. You had lawyers, and they urged you not to do this interview. You did the interview, and those lawyers dropped you as a client.
Okay.
You got a song for them?
Yeah, these are for my lawyers. Can I look in that camera over there?
Yeah, camera two.
Okay. Take it out and blow it. Take it out and blow it. That's what I want you all to do right now. Come real close and take it out and blow it. Blow it. Blow it. There you go, you bad bunch. Yeah, that's it. They can all blow it. Which one do you like better? I like Suck It better. Rim it.
Me too.
Rim it. Wheeze it. That's what they all can do. I'm all gone, Don. They took it all away from me. No trial. Doesn't matter to me. Put me in that cage, because that's where I am for the rest of my life, brother. I got nothing. They took away my past.
Well, who says he's nuts, ladies and gentlemen?
I ain't nuts, brother.
Who says he's making this up?
Absolutely. Each one of you can lick it if you feel like that.
Robert Blake is our guest. Low Budget Jeopardy.
Tongue it.
Do you want to play the game?
Yeah, I'll play that game. It's the only fun I got. I don't get much human contact, so I'll talk to you. I just like to be treated with a modicum of respect. You understand me there, Don?
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I swear to God, brother, I gotta poop so bad.
You got a song about that?
I gotta poop so bad. It's really a strain. It's really a pain. I gotta poop so bad. So get me down to that cell right now on that piece of stainless steel without the seat. And I'm gonna do it right now, brother. And they'll look through that little cubicle and they'll stare at me while I'm doing it. They do. They watch you go poop. That's the worst thing about being in the box. They watch you poop.
Hard to believe that a lawyer dropped you as a client.
Hey, man, I can talk to anybody. I know my defense. That's the whole thing. They took away my pass.
Phone number is 877.
I don't need those stinking lawyers. They can all lick it.
877-365-3636. We have a champion. We need a challenger now to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'll tell all the lawyers in the world they can play with Beretta's stool.
Listen to this.
You want to play with Beretta's stool?
Robert Blake, no.
Come on now.
No.
You were rolling something in a ball before. I got a big ball. Mine's as big as a softball when I make it round.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two corny bastards who can't do interpretations. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we're back. We're going to play Love Under Jeopardy now with Robert Blake.
Oh, man, I tell you right now, this is a nice place. I got more room than I have in my cell. Rudder.
I want to just tell you one more thing. You look great in orange.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad somebody likes my pumpkin suit. I tell you, it's a pain in the ass wearing it, man. But they threw my life away, so I don't care. Now I got to read your cards, right?
Yeah, Robert Blake, who's playing low-budget Jeopardy with us today?
This is low-budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is a wine lab manager. I could use a big glass of wine. I used to have this wine I like so bad at Vitello's. She's from Lodi, California. Let's say hi to Sandy Tansley.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Now entering the studios, our returning champion. He's got $39, and he's a good guy that sells tie-dye. From Vegas, let's say hi to Scott Savage.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, LQ?
Scott, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Oh, my hands are orange from making all the tie-dye that your order listeners have ordered.
There you go. That's the spirit attaboy. And now entering the studios to host a low-budget Jeopardy. I'm going to tell Scott and Sandy you better not screw with LQ or he'll whack you. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Robert. And kids, here are your categories. And they are...
Lick it.
No, not lick it.
Okay, that was...
Not just suck it.
Little wishful thinking. How about smell it?
No, smell it.
You smelt it, dealt it.
Categories are...
I just dealt you a hand.
Name that Bruce.
That's a good one. I like that, Bruce.
Joe Millionaire.
Who's got the damn telephone?
Whose phone is ringing there?
That's me, sorry.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Is that somebody that wants to contact a wine lab?
Hello?
Sandy?
Sandy?
Who's breathing in the phone like they just ran a marathon? Is that you breathing in the phone?
That wasn't me.
What the hell's going on with this game here?
I think Scott's the mouth breather.
I think so.
Your categories, kids, are...
Pay attention. Jesus Christ, pay attention.
Robert, would you sing a song to these contestants to help them pay attention?
This is for Sandy. This is for Scott. If you ain't gonna pay attention, I'm gonna make you put your finger in it. And then smell it. You got it, kids?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That ringing makes me batty.
That's almost as touching as a song you sang to your daughter on TV the other night.
You're my Christmas tree. You're my Easter bunny. People think I got a funny brain.
Your categories are...
Somebody's stealing my brain.
Name that Bruce.
There you go.
Joe Millionaire.
Attaboy, Donnie.
Grammy Mania.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Name that Arena Football Team.
Now, what the hell is that?
And new on Divid Home Video.
Divid?
DVD.
Oh, that's the thing they put you there. The movies that have the pictures I like so bad.
Got it. Name that Bruce. Yeah. Joe Millionaire. Grammy Mania. Name that arena team and new on Divid. And Sandy, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
I will take Joe Millionaire for one.
Joe Millionaire. She's the...
I got to tell you, Scott, I can hear you breathing all the way over here.
Well.
Close your mouth. All right, sorry there. I interrupted you, Lord Quizmaster. Go ahead.
She's the gal that Evan picked.
Zora.
That was not an arm of a question.
Hater, Scotty, it's your chance to steal.
What is Zora?
Who is Zora?
Zora, not what is she? Ain't a piece of pie, you moron. All right, select again, man.
Let's go for two.
Who stole your brain?
Two. Number of women Evan started with at the beginning in the chateau.
What is 20?
20, right.
$2. You know what the best thing about being in the joint is there, Donnie?
What?
I don't gotta bang them pigs anymore. I banged a lot of pigs in my day. Yeah. I banged pigs every weekend. All right, Scott, you're in control.
Let's finish out Joe Millionaire.
The butler's real name. Oh, and we need his first and last name.
Oh.
No.
No, I don't know.
No.
Sandy, you. Who's making all the noises? Sandy, your chance to steal.
What is Paul Hogan?
Again, it would be who is, but yes.
Well, you know.
Paul Hogan is correct.
All right, Sandy, you're making all them noises from Lodi, California, and now you're in control there, sweetheart.
We'll try Name That Bruce for one.
Name That Bruce. Former husband of Demi Moore.
Who is Bruce Willis?
Yeah, that would say he was... an easy one. He was just on Letterman.
Yeah, he was on Letterman. I didn't see it. They don't give me a TV. They're afraid that I'll punch out the glass and use it as a sharpening device to cut my wrist.
Letterman doesn't make fun of you like Leno, though.
That Jay Leno. Man, brother. When I get out, I'm going to pay him a personal visit, and I'm going to make sure that he smells it. That's what I'm going to stand over him and say, smell it.
Stu, name that Bruce for two, okay?
Okay.
He's Batman.
Who is Bruce Wayne?
Right, there you go.
$2 for you, dear. You're doing a fine job on this game out in Lodi.
Thank you.
All right.
And name that Bruce for three. Former Olympian, he's on that celebrity get me out of here. Many, many facelifts.
Who is Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That guy's a turbo faggot.
If I could take this moment to mention, celebrities compete for food, water, and clothes, and you decide who wins and wines. Don't miss another exciting episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, airing tonight on ABC TV.
That's what I've been saying for a better part of a year. I'm a celebrity. Get me the hell out of here.
All right, Sandy.
I'll take Grammy Mania for one.
This newcomer won the most awards overall.
Oh, shoot. Well, who is...
Oh, right.
Scotty, boy, it's your chance to steal. You got some catching up to do there.
Who is Nora Jones?
Nora Jones, right.
$1 for you, Scott. Select again, please.
Let's try it for two.
They reunited to sing the opening song.
Who is Simon and Garfunkel?
Right.
$2 for Scotty's making a real late second charge there.
And let's finish the Grammy Mania.
And I know you weren't able to watch it, but it was right after Simon and Garfunkel.
I hate them.
That Robert, not Robert, what's his name? Dustin Hoffman came out and he said...
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Just one more.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I never had to put on a dress to make money like that for... Oh, he's
Tootsie.
A fruit.
Tootsie. Grammy Mania for three. The brand of apparel worn by Eminem as he was accepting his Grammy.
What is FUBU?
Sandy, your chance to steal.
What is Adidas?
No, he was wearing Nike. He was wearing Air Jordan.
Oh, wearing the Nikes. Yeah, the Nikes. I don't wear Nikes. I wear generic sneakers with my pumpkin suit. All right, there, Scott. You're in control.
Let's try New on DVD for one.
New on DVD. Okay. Stars Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is in...
Sandy, yeah. Your chance to steal.
What is The Road to Perdition?
There you go. See, that's how you play the game, Sandy.
$1 there. Sandy, you're taking a big lead. You go again, darling.
I'll take number two.
Stars... Oh, Jackie Chan.
Oh. I don't know.
Scott, your chance to steal.
What is The Tuxedo?
Is there something about this guy, even when he gets it right, he's just annoying? Yeah.
He's very annoying, you know. He's a
better... What ails Lee Tuxedo?
I bet his friends hate him real bad. All right there, Scott, you're in control.
Okay, let's finish it off for three.
He's doing it again.
He's doing that singy-songy crap I hate so bad.
Listen here, you murdering bastard. Shut up and let LQ talk.
Hey, you can let him talk to you like that?
Let me tell you something, Scott. When I get out of this joint, I'm taking a personal interest in flying to Vegas. I'm going to stand over you and make sure you put your finger in it. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, pal?
I think I understand. You can suck it.
You won divot for three.
You know, I'll tell you right now, this guy's trouble.
Yeah.
I'm not only going to make him smell it and stick his finger in it. After I get done with him, he's going to drink it.
Wow. Starts Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, I don't know.
Hey, uh-huh. Sandy, your chance to steal.
What is Serving Sarah?
Hey, good pull, Sandy. Good pull.
$3 for you there, darling. There you go.
All right, you got one left now, and it's name that arena football team. Arena football. They play in Orlando.
What are the Mickey Mouse? I don't know.
Scott, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
The Predators.
All right, Sandy, you're in control, darling.
Number two.
They play in Chicago.
The Hawks.
Well, at least you guessed.
Scott, your chance to steal again.
The Bears.
You know what? Take one away from him.
All right, that knocks you down to $7 there, Scotty.
That's okay.
I know you're being funny, but they couldn't have the arena team named after the same. It's the Chicago Rush.
Sandy, you're in control.
And last,
I'll close it out for Arena Football for three.
Last one on the big board. They play in Los Angeles. Your Los Angeles?
Scott, your chance to steal.
Who are the Titans?
A nice guess, but no, it's the Avengers.
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, and what a game it was there.
That's the name of that tune.
Right.
Now, who's got what here?
Sandy finishes with $13. Scotty Tie-Dye finishes with $7 LQ.
All right, guys, we physically force you both to bet it all here in final Low Budget Jeopardy. Good
Don't
luck.
You forget there, Scotty. I'm coming to your house to make you drink it.
And the category is how old is he? And here you go. Here's the answer. We'll give you 1 year either way, okay?
Okay.
So you either get the age or one before, one after. Within 1 year, the current age of master musician, band leader for Dave Letterman, and the man who wrote It's Raining Men, famous Canadian Paul Schaefer. Within 1 year on either side, the current age of Paul Schaefer. Guys, don't forget answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive stuff I picked off of the floor in my cell. When I'm in the joint, they let me keep the stuff I find in my cell on the floor in a little plastic cup. I save all sorts of little things, mostly bug parts and dust bunnies. Well, one time I found the end of a plastic fork. And another time I found a curly hair that didn't belong to me. And a little man, I'm giving it all the way to you. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Did you find any, any ball cheese balls?
That's my own collection. I got lots of it. It's all gray.
Okay, we'll go to Sandy first. Sandy, within 1 year either way, it's the current age of Paul Schaefer.
What is 48?
Oh, honey, I wish. Nope. Scott!
That knocks you down to zero, Sandy, baby.
Scott from Las Vegas.
Yes?
Answer, please.
What is 52?
And we give
it.
Wow. Because it's within 1 year, Paul Schaefer is 53. Which means we would have taken 52, 53, or 54.
I don't think I've ever been this disappointed in my life.
That's your cell, Robert.
Scott, you are the big wiener. Sandy, oh, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Have you got to deal with this effort again next time?
Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's Robert Blake to tell you what you want. Scott, Sandy.
Sandy, first of all, these are your parting gifts. We give Scott $14 with his doubled score. Added to his previous winnings, you got $78, Scott said.
Mm-hmm.
How about a thank you prick?
No.
What?
No.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
I think you're eliminating the power factor. Say thank you or you lose it all.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Blake.
There you go. Hey, Sandy, here are your parting gifts.
You prick.
Hey, Sandy, you prick. you've won a, and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, pumpkin soup. The spoiled gets soiled live. Don't miss another exciting night of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Aaron tonight on ABC TV, but wait.
There's more.
You've won a triple X prize pack. Man, I'd like some of that porno I like so bad in the joint.
It's not porno, it's Vin Diesel.
It ain't porno?
No.
Oh, that's a drag. It's a month of mega movies and mega moments on in-demand pay-per-view. Go in for a new breed of secret agent or the triple X on-demand pay-per-view from Comcast Digital Cable. Thanks, Sandy, and thanks for playing the game. I really wish you would have won.
I'm sorry, Robert.
All right. I do too. Have a great weekend, Sandy.
Thank you.
And Scott.
Yes.
Just think, we'll be in the same city in the, just like 6 hours.
Yeah, you want to have a drink?
No! Have a great weekend, both of you. Robert Blake?
Hey, man, what a pleasure it's been being here, and I'll tell you right now, I feel like I almost got a life back. I really do. Yeah.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Toron Incorporated, and it's distributed by King World. Don't check out my gray ass as I walk out the door. Smell it!
Wow. He stands over people and tells them to smell it.
Smell it, lick it, suck it. Seemed to be a theme there.
And if you're really getting mad, drink it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Am I messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Where the stars in this piece of sh**?
God smiles on them, then God laughs at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very true.
Yep.
I love playing the football tape to get into the segment, even though we're not going to be talking about football, and also it's a good chance to play this.
Yeah, it brings back memories, doesn't it?
You know, I'm one of those guys, I'm a severe withdrawal, man.
Haven't you gotten over that yet?
No.
No.
I'm actually counting down. It's like 5 months until training camp and less than 6 months until the first, whatever the Hall of Fame game is. And joining us now is our friend JV, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. First, let's say, hey, JB, howdy.
It is wonderful talking with you guys again, and I was mentioning to your producer, I'm sorry I can't talk any louder than I normally do. I'm actually at the hospital visiting with my mom right now, so I can't talk so loud in the waiting room. But let me say this. There's plenty else to talk about. I was listening and smiling with the sound bite that you used coming into this segment, which is a commentary on the times in professional sports right now, talking about the nutritional supplements, the performance-enhancing supplements and the like. Number two, you got the trainers for John Ruiz and Roy Jones Jr. fighting, going at it, providing hopefully not more excitement than we'll see tomorrow night. And last but not least, Well, you guys have been hard on people from Seattle this week.
You've noticed, huh?
I've been listening to you guys. I'm like, man, I'm glad I'm not from Seattle.
JB, first off, happy birthday.
You know what? You guys, speaking of that, what a birthday greeting you guys gave me between what you guys said and what Terry Bradshaw and Chris Collinsworth did to me. Believe it, it was a memorable birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thought, Jesus, how cheap can you be? Because, you know, they called and said, it's JB's birthday.
Right.
Getting some of his buddies. And we were like, sure, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they said, just call and leave a message on the answering machine.
Yeah, way to put forth a real effort, you know? You've got to reevaluate your producers over there, JB.
Hey, but you know what? The nice thing is, it worked out to be so wonderful. And isn't it nice? I know people are thinking, wait a minute now, JB, Don, and Mike, good friends, and whole nine yards. But you know what? I do consider you guys friends, and it was so nice to be able to play all of the folks who did call in, and it was such a wonderful day, and so many call-ins, we had to spread it throughout the week. So it was all good.
Yeah, you know,
hey,
JB,
okay. Let me get to the point of signing a 5-year contract that doesn't even start until September. Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah. He's done his homework, ladies and gentlemen.
We're happy about that. Thank you, JB, for all of that. And we are proud to consider you a friend ever since Channel 9. And the reason we asked you on now was today's the last day of Black History Month, and we've not gotten very heavy into Black History. We come at it from a lighthearted standpoint. But I was wondering, just if you wouldn't mind, put you on the spot. We have, this is not prearranged with JB. If you could just tell us how you got to where you are, and the fact that you are, as far as African Americans, blacks, whatever, you're in a network sports. You're at the top. And you got a job that before, pretty much only the white devil had.
Mm-hmm.
And Irv Cross was the closest
mm-hmm.
that a black guy ever came to being right. on a pregame show. And all of a sudden this Fox thing came along. Not only did Fox revolutionize the way they broadcast the games and the pregame show, but they gave you, the well-deserved, but nonetheless, they gave you the job of being really the guy, the ringmaster who's running the show. Tell us how you got from Channel 9, where we first became friends with you, all the way to the Fox Network, and really, seriously, if you don't mind, just for a second, I hate to get serious on this show, but the perspective of being, and JB, you are a black role model. You really are.
And you know, unlike and Charles Barkley, I do consider a friend, even though I know Charles is prone to making outrageous statements or certain statements that make people think. And I understood what Charles meant when he said that he should not be viewed as a role model by people. The point that he's making is that, you know, people's parents or those close to you should be. However, I do recognize that responsibility. And you know what, Don and Mike, and you, I think you guys have known me for a long time and know what I stand for. I do carry that responsibility very seriously because it comes with the territory. And I'm not trying to come at you as a, you know, proselytizing or beating you over the head. First and foremost, I do consider myself very blessed, and I do thank the good Lord very much for the blessings in that regard. But as you were intimating, you know, in the profound words of one of my good friends, it ain't been easy.
Right.
And it is not, because when you look at the TV screen, while you do see more African-American faces on TV right now, it has been something that, you know, is more recent in occurring. And this probably gets a little too deep, and we can have this conversation later as well. But also to see a dark-skinned black with your typically Negroid features up there, you don't see that happening too often. So I know that I'm very blessed in that regard. But when you talk about black history, I firmly recognize that the sweat, blood, tears, and indeed lives that have been laid down by, you know, forefathers to make this kind of opportunity happen for their children and children's children. I take that responsibility seriously because it has not been an easy struggle, and there continue to be many forces and institutional mindsets that are still very myopic and bigoted in terms of preventing opportunities. But you know what? You have to press on through that, and I firmly believe that you can accomplish a lot more walking in love. But being firm, being good, being well prepared, and recognizing it ain't going to be easy, and press on for that. So I do take it seriously, and I'm really glad you gave me an opportunity just to talk a little bit about that.
I wanted to ask you about, you know, as far as when you were coming up through the ranks, and even when you were younger, when you were growing up, your role models. Did you have anybody that you looked to for inspiration when you were maybe dealing with it was, as you said, a difficult road to travel. Who were your models when you were growing up?
First and foremost, and just as I referenced that Charles Barkley in terms of his intent being that the nuclear family should be the role model,
mm-hmm.
my mother and father, God rest his soul, he died at age 47, now far too young.
Wow.
My mother and father were absolutely the role models because when I recognized the kind of challenges that they had before them and that my mother and father with high school degrees but PhDs in common sense,
mm-hmm.
Raising five kids. Don and Mike, I'm thinking, my gosh, at age 25 to have five kids?
Wow.
Give me a break. I've got one daughter, and I don't know how in the world they did it with five kids. And my father was working two and three jobs to make ends meet. I have no idea how they did it. So when I look at how they persevered and worked hard to make and create opportunities for each of us so that we could go further in life than they did, then I have no choice but to push forward. I'll never forget working at CBS many years ago, as you guys remember.
Right.
When I was there, I played basketball when I weighed 185 pounds as opposed to 265 now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I played basketball and knew basketball well, I'll never forget that there was an opportunity that came up, and the decision that was being made by the boss at that time was, well, JB, would you like to be either the lead play-by-play guy in basketball, college basketball, or would you prefer to be the host of the studio show? Hey, Don and Mike, I got neither job. It hurt me to my heart. I was crushed. Jim Nance is a friend of mine and has done an exceedingly good job at it. Pat O'Brien, a friend and colleague of mine, he got the other job. But fellas, if you only knew that crushed me to my heart. And at that point, I almost decided to get out of the business. But a guy with whom I was working at the time, another Harvard alum, Dan Jickets, with whom I was doing football, said, J.B., you can't quit now. You got to stay with it and try to push the line a little further for those following behind you. And I'm glad that I did stay with it.
And that's why I brought up the whole role model thing. And you could say, well, you know, when you dumb it down, JB's just the host of the Fox NFL Sunday show. But the one thing is, the NFL really is the one thing that brings everybody in this country together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All guys on Sunday, we all get together and we watch. And for a generation, and I'll use my son as an example, who turned 18 in a month, to him, to have a black quarterback, it's nothing out of the ordinary. He's known it most of his life.
Right, right.
To have JB be the lead on the most popular pregame show is nothing out of the ordinary.
Right.
But every once in a while, I'll say to him something along the lines of, Bart, do you even know 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when Randall Cunningham was coming up, that, you know, Buddy, he couldn't get a start unless Buddy Ryan put him in the game.
Right.
Because Buddy Ryan would only put him in, like, if the Eagles were in third and 22. JB, I look at your role on Fox the same way, and I'm glad that you, and I know we've talked about this, even kiddingly, you still bring it up with the guys about the stigma of the black quarterback. I'd like to think we're past that now, but it's still there, and in that role, you're the quarterback of the Fox show, which is why I think you are a role model.
The remnants of those kinds of challenges are still there, but you know what? They'll always be there. I would like to think that maybe in another generation that it will be something that's not even talked about. And certainly as you listen to a lot of young people today, it seems like it's not as big a deal with them as it has been, say, with those of us who've come through the civil rights era. And I would hope that that can be the fact, but without forgetting what the past is for each and every one of us, because I think a heritage for each and every one of us, no matter the ethnicity or national origin, I think is very, very important in a positive sense. You know, it's always so nice that you hear the platitudes and the nice-sounding words, well, you know what, America's a wonderful mosaic, and we all contribute toward that common good, and that is legitimate. And, in fact, people can see color, is just that we shouldn't see negative with color. I recognize full well that on that football show, hey, that's Terry Bradshaw's show. That's his show. That's his vehicle. I'm okay with that. I think all of us are, because he is a unique personality in that regard. But I try to make certain that I'm handling my responsibility in a very professional and thorough fashion, having some fun with him, because, again, it's not like we're talking about World War III here. Let's have some fun at it, but also to make certain that I'm delivering something of substance so that it's not being thought of in a typical buffoon fashion, which, unfortunately, we have been so accustomed to seeing black folks sitting in that kind of position. I'm glad to hear that Bart and the rest are seeing, as they look at America today, that they've got women out there, that they've got black men, that they've got Asian Americans, they've got Hispanics, all contributing and bringing talents to the table to help the common good. Because, again, to use the trite example of basketball or football, it takes a team of people all pushing and heading for that same common goal to lift and raise it up, and then that's black and white together.
Now, JB, listen, thanks. Get back to your mom, our best to her. And, you know, we just wanted to have a serious second about Black History Month, and I thought, well, you know, at least on my level,
right,
sports is everything to me. The NFL is everything to me. And you're a great guy, JB, and I knew you'd be articulate and speak from the heart and speak the truth. And thanks for being on the show.
We appreciate it, JB.
I really appreciate you all giving me the opportunity to do that. And I mean this, too. I love you guys so very much. And continue success. I'm really so very happy for your success. And do know that I'm trying to pattern myself after that, too, because bottom line, I want to get a deal like you guys.
Listen now, the next time you're on, we'll go back to busting balls, okay?
Sounds good. Hey, fellas, have a good one.
Take care, JB.
Bye-bye.
He's great.
Last act. You don't get better than him.
Nope. No.
Mike and I are blessed to have known him from when he worked as a local reporter.
And, you know, there are people, believe it or not, you and I don't root for a lot of people in this business. But
He's
one of the guys, man. Every time he has a success, and, you know, not only on the Fox show, but I really think he is the best thing on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. I think he does incredible work on that show. I love his pieces on that show.
And I didn't mean what I said. He's a role model, because for a long time, that was, you know, the land of the white.
Mm-hmm.
Those pregame shows.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's JB from Fox NFL Sunday.
That was as serious, I believe, as we're going to get on the topic of Black History Month.
Well, you never know, Don. I know you're not going to be here for it, but I know that coming up, I'm not sure how serious Robert's going to be today, but I know he will always be controversial.
Well, Mike,
as we continue on the Black History Month theme.
Both Rob and I thank you for sitting in. I'll be back Monday with Robbie and the whole crew. We'll tell you what happened to us in Vegas. Stand by for an outstanding entertainment program.
Yes, Mike and Robert the Angry Mailman. We'll see what happens.
Don't forget Buzz is here, too.
Yeah, we got Buzz's news coming
up, too. Buzz is here, too.
Right.
And
yeah, Buzz, if I just get completely frustrated and walk out of the studio, you can handle it.
I'll cover you.
And Buzz got the news and the comments and everything. So have a great one. Thank you for helping out, Mike.
Have a safe trip to Vegas, boys, and I hope you win lots of money and enjoy the fight.
We shall, and thanks for the tips. Okay. You know what I mean.
I understand.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
And Earth to Brint, I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis, duh, okay.
I knew that. Earth to Brint, I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like, you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
All righty, we are back. Don and Rob are on their way to the airport where they're going to Las Vegas. And it's me, Mike, and Buzz.
Hi.
And the last time Robert the Angry Mailman was here, he had a lot of stuff, a lot of prepared stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say one thing. Okay, I mean, go ahead, Lisa. Bring Robert in here. I was going over the things that he has brought in here, and you know, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'll tell you, Robert, I am not singing the lynching song with you. I will not be singing that with you.
I sing the song.
I reviewed this. You have a lot of material here. The last time you were here, you didn't get to any of your stuff, and we wanted to give you the last segment of the month here, since this is Black History Month.
Ooh, thank you.
You are now. I'm not. Don't be sarcastic. I mean, I'm just seeing. I'm looking at all this stuff. I know we're not going to get to everything you have, but you have books. You have manila envelopes with all this different stuff that's in here. And I know that you have. You're a lightning rod.
I'm not a lightning rod.
You are. I will tell you that you can.
I'm a man. You can't put me in any type of category.
Okay.
I see things my way. I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative.
Let me simply say, before you start, and I'm gonna give you all the time you need here, as much time as time permits here. And I will tell you that Robert's opinions are Robert's.
Mm-hmm.
And because I never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Well, let me
I don't know whether I'm going to agree with you or disagree with you.
What? Anything that comes out of my mouth, or Mike's mouth, or Buzz's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely my fault, fellas. Don't hate them. I did it.
Well, no, I just want
to
see
all to me.
I want to look. I don't know what you got planned here. You've got all these different manila envelopes with different thoughts that you have. What are you doing here? What is your plan?
This is potpourri. I got five envelopes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You pick your poison. Now,
I don't
want to
pick. I don't want to have any responsibility over this segment, Rob. I'm being very careful with you here.
We've both been shanghaied.
How have we been shanghaied, Robert?
Don left us here, and I had most of the stuff I had for him.
Oh,
and
really?
He would do it, and I know Don. He would do it for
he
the
would
show.
He would do what for the show?
He would do the lynching song.
I'm not doing the lynching
song. He would do the lynching
song. I'm not singing the lynching song.
He would do the lynching song.
I don't think he would.
He would do the court transcripts from the OJ trial.
All I know is that during the...
He would do everything because of ratings.
What do you... I'm not... Well,
however...
Listen, now you're working me already. Robert, you're working me. What are you working me for?
Man, look.
I'm just sitting here giving you... You know what?
Okay, let me put you this way.
Jesus Christ, here we go.
Here we go.
Each one...
What?
Is
have you prioritized? You've got number one, number two, number three.
It's
there,
funny. Number one is funny.
The name game
is good.
The name game.
Number two, Afrofacts.
Go ahead, dive into that. I want to hear Afrofacts. Okay. Sorry,
Afrofacts.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, for our last segment for Black History Month, we had JB on a moment ago, and now we have Robert the Angry Man. Now, don't say anything about our friend JB. You're already going into that.
Whatever.
I know. All right,
whatever.
Afrofacts, okay, what do you have for us, Russ? And speak closer to the microphone, please, so we can hear you.
This is how it always has to go.
And then, of course, we'll take some phone calls, which I think will probably be necessary at a certain point.
When we's was kings and queens in Africa, with gold in the street and silver in the rivers, We were the best people on earth. We were the original people. And then some of those same kings and queens, along with the white man.
Do you want some music in the background for this?
Well, you can put some Kentucky bluegrass on there or something like that.
Charlie, you want to get some music in the background there? Something
what you got? What you got there? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What's he
perfect.
Putting there? What are you putting?
All right.
Charlie Broyhill.
So,
the, turn it
back
off.
Back in the day.
Oh, God.
No.
I don't think this is the appropriate song.
Back in
song.
The day when we was kings and queens in Africa.
Jesus Christ.
With gold running between our toes and diamonds falling out our ass, we were the first people and the greatest people on earth. And some of those same dumbass kings and queens, along with the white man, traded some of us black folk. And we and the black folk ended up in America, in South America, and Europe.
Now, this is the section we're calling Afro Facts.
This
here.
Is a fact.
All right.
This is a fact. What I'm saying is...
This is we're doing real black history here.
Black history.
All right, very good.
What I'm saying is...
Yes.
White people aren't all to blame for slavery. How about that? That make you
now,
feel better?
That doesn't make me feel any
that
way
make you
whatsoever.
Feel good?
No,
Mr. Irish, Boston...
Robert, I mean...
Blacks in Africa were just as much at fault... As the
now,
white
see,
man.
Now I'm guessing that that's going to cause
that,
controversy
but that
right
is
there.
A fact.
You might
that
be making
a
controversial statement
got
right
a fact
there.
To all right, a history book right
got,
here.
You
God
do.
Damn it!
You have a. I'll tell
and
you,
the
he is.
White man.
He's
was
brought
not
a veritable
original.
Library of.
There was slavery in Africa before.
Okay.
You got here.
All right. So that's that, point
fact
number one.
Point.
Now what else? What
okay.
else do you have here?
Between 20 and 70 million
mm-hmm.
black folks was ripped from Africa
mm-hmm.
through the Middle Passage and came to the New World.
Right.
Between 30 and 40 million didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes
right.
the Atlantic Ocean the largest black graveyard in the world.
So all right, so you're educating us. Now.
Yes, that's a fact.
All right, what's another fact?
Okay, another fact. Lincoln was your first PC president. He didn't give a damn about releasing the slaves. He just wanted to keep slavery out of the free territories to the West.
So you're not. So Abraham Lincoln, the man who's known in our history books as
the great emancipator and all that,
he's not
bull.
A good guy.
Right.
All right, let me see. I'm just keeping note of these are the facts that you're presenting right now, that white people aren't solely responsible for
exactly.
slavery.
So y'all can feel
Abe Lincoln
about
was not the great man that,
no,
as far as you know, emancipation and all that.
Right. So why
he was doing it? When you say PC, he was doing what? To be...
No.
What?
Okay. Lincoln freed the slaves. Now, think
yes.
about this.
Right.
This has never come up.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln freed the slaves
right.
to alienate the South because Europe... i.e. France, same enemies as today,
now, wait,
we're
this,
getting ready to side with the South.
Robert, I'm going to take this call, Charlie, because this guy skipped from Sacramento. And it's interesting how Sacramento is,
what do you
is,
want?
Are calling
the,
right now.
I'm in my
says,
dissertation here.
This guy wants to talk to you about me, and I want to find out. This is Skip.
Yeah. Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on? What?
You punk. Come on.
What?
Robert, take him out.
What take me? What did I do?
What's you're
wrong?
Afraid to do the skits because he's a black man.
That's yeah, not true. True. I'm not
man,
afraid to do
on,
anything.
Man.
I'm not.
Hey, he does the black lyrics every
no,
day.
No, I will say, Skip. Hold on a second. I looked at the song. I didn't like the song.
Hey, Skip, don't worry about it.
I don't like the song.
We
I don't
have
think,
a replacement.
I think,
talked to someone
right.
in the building. If
wait,
Mike,
hold on just a second. I want
to
maintain some control.
If he doesn't have the balls to do the skit.
All right, you're gone, Skip. Forget it. All right, is that...
If he doesn't have the balls to do the skit,
what is the balls to do the skit? What, all right.
Say the lines, man.
The lines of the lynching song.
I wrote them.
And then you gave me a writer's credit on that, which I really appreciate.
Well, yeah, because once it's public, we're millions of
right,
people listening.
Forget about it. What about your facts? What other facts? We've gotten Abe Lincoln. Now, what else do you have there? I mean, we're going to rapidly run out
okay,
of time.
Jesus 1955,
Christ.
We all know that's when the modern-day civil rights movement started.
Right. Enjoy your trip to Vegas, guys.
So, we all know about Rosa Parks trying to get a seat on the bus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting up front behind the bus driver, and this man walked up and started talking to her. And the bus driver automatically thought that the white man wanted to see. Now, we all know what happened. Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, the bus strike, all that crap. But nobody ever knew who that guy was. And I just, through research, I found out who that white guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Was it Joe Ardinger?
No, it was Buzz Burbank.
It was Buzz Burbank, really?
Our own Buzz Burbank was the white
knew we
guy
were get Robert,
who wanted to
Robert,
sit.
You knew we were going to get this.
I was
this
just somebody, chatting with her.
This is somebody who wants
can
to...
Can I finish the historical?
Go ahead. Go. Okay. We're taking each fact, right?
Take.
All right, we'll take your call. Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman. Hello?
Hello?
Go away. Nobody cares.
Who's this?
I know you don't care, so change the station, Whitey.
Nobody cares.
Go to hell. They gave me the last segment on the last day. You're not going to rule it for me. F you in your ass with a concrete beef.
Hey, go there. I don't know if we get. Can we say that, Charlie?
Last,
can get, my God, what's
last
going
segment on the last.
All right,
day.
I got rid of him, Robert. I got rid of him. Go
Hi,
ahead,
Lisa.
Go ahead, Robert. Lisa
what's
isn't
up?
Here too. What's going on? Wait a minute. What?
Oh,
what's that?
Come. Oh, okay.
What is going
Lisa
on?
Lisa brought headphones for
oh,
Robert.
Oh, you get headphones. Okay, now, okay. Robert. All right, no, another factor, or do you want
to
move on to what is the black cancer? That's what we were kind of curious about. Black
all
cancers.
Right. We'll skip the black.
What is? What, well, no, you gave us some facts, and
I gave you some facts.
Right, that's good.
We're gonna skip around.
All right, skip around. Black packet number three. Black cancers.
Okay, these are black folk
mm-hmm.
that black people support no matter what. Now, there's an inner...
It's begun, ladies and gentlemen. The phone lines are lighting up right now.
There's a subconscious hate
mm-hmm.
for white people.
Mm-hmm.
It's in every black person, and each black person deals with differently.
You say there's a subconscious hate for white people.
Yes, because of history and, mm-hmm. you know, current history.
Okay.
So, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just there.
Right.
But, however, in retrospect, what we do is... No matter what certain black people do, we support them because it's kind of like anti-white.
Do you hate me subconsciously, Robert?
No, but you hate me.
No, I don't.
I'm not going to go there. You won't do my skit.
I don't. That's not because I hate you. It's not because I hate
you. You won't do my skit.
No, it's a very...
Anyway...
Go ahead, Robert.
Here's the first black cancer.
First black cancer. By Robert. By Robert the Angry Mailman.
Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Number one, currently Michael Jackson's a honky.
Okay.
So he's not even black.
Yeah.
But for him to come out... And say that the white man is mistreating him
mm-hmm.
when he changed his skin color. You know, he molests little boys. And black people sit up there and, oh, yes, Michael, we support you. We love you. It's bull spit. I'm so tired of it. I can't stand this guy, man.
Michael Jackson. Lied.
Michael Jackson.
Black cancer. Okay.
Number
Who
two.
Else? Who else?
Number two.
These are people that are black.
Jesse Jackson.
Now, why is Jesse Jackson, in your opinion,
Number one,
a black cancer?
Jesse Jackson is a penguin-faced jackass.
Oh, my.
Okay?
Oh,
who
dear.
Mumbles through things like he's getting a Hummer every time he makes a speech.
Wow.
Anyway, the guy's up here preaching to me about what I should be doing.
You want to take some more calls while you're saying these controversial
sure.
things, bro? Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
A bastard baby with an ugly chick.
Hold on, Robert. Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yeah.
All right, get a good cell phone. Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
How are you?
Speed it up, man.
I'm doing pretty good, man. Hey, first of all, Rob, talking about your black cancers, I can agree with the Michael Jackson issue, but I think you're lumping all black people into one thing, onto one group. Number two, Jesse Jackson, I agree with that, too. But I think that you need to stop saying all black people because we all just don't go along with everyone just because they're black.
Okay.
Like, all of us don't believe that okay
right.
with the
You're
innocent.
Right. You're right. Cut that
you know
out.
Cut a lot of us believe.
Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Okay.
I'm letting you go, Robert. I'm letting you go.
Right.
All right.
I'm not going to say all black people, but a certain aspect of the black
community. All right. So you're agreeing with that caller. How you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, what's up, Robert? What's up, Mike? What's up, Buzz?
How you doing?
Hey. All right. The reason why Lincoln, you know, fought the Civil War was not to, you know, free the slaves. The slaves were coming.
Right, that's just too boring. Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yeah, I need to talk to Robert.
He's right here, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, man, speed it up.
Hey, Rosa Parks didn't do nothing but set her black ass down on the bus. Peace.
All right. But you want me to finish that story later? We'll do that later.
All right, we'll finish that
okay.
later. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't get angry there.
Yeah. Third black cancer.
All right. Here we have another caller here. Al Sharpton. All right, why is he a black cancer?
Never trust a man with a perm. The only two type of black men have perms.
That's right.
Pimps and preachers.
Okay.
You can't trust neither one of some bitches.
We have another call. Robert,
if he wants to be president, he needs to cut his hair.
You're on with Robert the Angry Mailman. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something, brother. My name is Pablo. I'm a New Yorican brother. I got a pool of Clorox for you to swim in, so you can just.
I am not Uncle Tom, boy.
So
okay,
you
I'm not Uncle Tom.
I ain't say you was Uncle Tom.
Don't ask me for the Clorox. I ain't
Uncle
saying
Tom.
To my color. I'm black as can be.
You need
I'm
to
black as can be. You're tired of the lights. You can't see me. I don't care, bro.
Hey,
you watch your mouth.
Hey,
you gotta watch your mouth.
Need to change.
Are you legal? Are you legal?
You
legal?
You a zebra?
Where do you
are
work?
Are you
at?
Legal? You was imported.
Hey, we all were. We all were. The only people that were here first were the Indians, and look what they did to them.
Man, you don't know what you're
Go to hell,
about.
Bitch.
It's the lightning rod, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, Puerto Rican.
Robert, I'm letting you go.
Anyway,
this is your, are you done with this guy?
Yeah, take him on. Number
right.
four.
Hold
number
on. I got one more call before you do that. Before number four. Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you shut your ass?
Man.
Sorry.
F's going around for everybody.
All right, yeah. There we go.
Okay, number four.
Yes,
number four, black cancer. and this is a local one, this is a D.C. area one, Tawana Brawley. Now look, listen. Hey, if the cops do something bad to a black person, I'm there with you. The bitch claimed that the cops smeared S on her, carved S in her back and all this.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Had everybody lined up.
Right.
Had me lined up ready to hit a cop in the mouth.
Right.
But the bitch lied. Mm-hmm. She was lying. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's a local story is the bitch moved to PG County, changed the name to Tawana Mohammed, I'm a lying sea sucker, and now she works at a hospital somewhere. So, Tawana Brawley.
Is that your last black cancer?
I got one more.
One more black cancer, then we're going to take another phone call before we
Bobby
get out of here.
Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
What's that? Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. Okay.
Colon cancer.
Why are they black cancers?
Bobby Brown is the sorriest son of a bitch to ever happen to Whitney Houston and that poor Houston family. Houston was a nice girl. She could sing. She looked good. Now the bitch looked like a $5 crack hoe.
I will. Now, Robert, a lot of people want to talk to you. I mean, you are a lightning rod. You are a lightning rod.
The black cancers.
Okay.
She even had the aunt. What's her name?
Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Drugs at the airport.
Yeah. Hello.
I rest my case.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi.
Yes.
It's Phil from Napa Valley.
Yes.
Phil this.
Hello, Phil.
Phil this.
Phil. What can we do? You're on with Robert, Phil. What do you want?
Robert, you're right on, man. You're so right on. I can't believe it. Unfortunately,
now, how does that make you feel when the white devil agrees with you, Robert?
That's cool. I'm not a racist. If he agrees with me, fine. There are black people that don't want me to say this stuff, but it's all true. It's all factual.
You want to talk to this guy who says this is Alfred from Virginia who says Robert sucks?
Go ahead.
Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Yo, Robert. I'm not from Virginia. I'm from Sacramento.
Oh, let's
Sacramento!
And, you know,
Sacramento seems to be liking this feature.
Yeah, I'm one of you guys with black listeners in Sacramento.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the Sacramento calls.
Robert did the dance.
Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're fine. How you doing?
I'm finished with black cancer.
Robert, you're out of control, man. If I wanted to listen to BET, I'll turn the radio off.
No, BET, BET is videos of bitches and shaking their ass and a teen summit every blue moon. That's not what's going on here, bitch. F you and your mother.
Hello, you're on with Robert the Angry Mailman.
Okay, I got three categories.
All right, you got a few more minutes left in this segment, and I want to get to one of Robert's categories. Take one more call. You're on with Robert. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Robert.
No, all right, we'll take one more. Hello, you're on with Robert, real quick.
Hello, this is Steve.
Yes, come on, Steve. We got to move.
Hurry up, Steve.
Hey, why don't you get this guy off? He's just
out of time. What do you got? What's your name game? Whatever you think is your best material right now.
Strongest.
We'll go for that. You're strong. We got to finish strong here, Robert.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up.
What?
Ask something.
What?
Now, do I get another segment before Buzzer? Is this it?
This is it. Uh-huh. This is a long segment, Robert. Okay. This is a very long segment. Go ahead. Don't get depressed about that. Focus on the now.
Name game.
Okay. Name game. Jesus.
Here you go.
Oh, my. Yes. All right.
Can you read this for me?
Would I read? Let me look at it. I haven't looked at it.
No.
All right. I'll read it.
Just read it.
All right.
Boy.
All right. No, I'm not.
Robert, I'm not. You got it wrong.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Why are you? Now, these are all derogatory names for black people. Why?
And
what is that? What is that for?
Just feel good.
No, I don't. No. No.
I'll read it.
Why?
Why not?
Well, go ahead, Robert.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
And
what is the point?
Listeners, if I miss any names, welcome to call in with the names
I
missed.
What is the point that you're reading this for? Why are you reading this?
These are names used to subjugate and humiliate my people.
Okay.
Now, what's the problem with bringing it up in this time of enlightenment, 2003, when we're about to fight the goddamn crusades?
So he's
about to blow up.
But I mean, here's my point, and hear me out here. What's it for? Go ahead. Read your names.
Can I read the names, please?
Very quickly. We don't have much time. We got to go through it very quickly.
These are 45 names for black people used by white people behind our backs and in front of back when y'all had the power.
Okay.
First one, strange fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lynched black man hanging from trees.
Mm-hmm.
Spade, jig, colored, jigger, wool head, tar babies, alligator feed. White dude gave me that one. Nappy heads. Charcoal briquettes, bush babies, eggplant.
How many names do you have on there?
45.
45. All right, quickly.
Buffer. Mm-hmm. White guy gave me that. Boondockers. White boy gave me that. cotton pickers, savages, crows, spear chucker, mud pies, mud people, darky, geechee, porch monkey, lard jockey, spooks, jungle bunnies, chocolate drops, blacks, boy. International names, we got Schwarzer, I don't know how to pronounce it, that's Germany. Moulin Yan, that's Italian. Kaffir, and Black. And that's without the C2Ks. That's South Africa.
All right, that's enough of that. We're going to take a call. We're going to take a Robert. This is a.
And we have a whole category for nigger.
David from Virginia. Robert is right. Go ahead, David. David, are you there?
Hurry up, man.
Derek.
Come on, hurry up. We don't have much time. We got a break.
This is Derek in Spokane.
All right, go ahead, Derek.
Spokane?
I just want to say I agree with him. I've never agreed with him in my whole life, but.
What do you agree with him about?
What he's been saying.
All right, you agree with everything?
The cancers.
Mm hmm.
Thank you, sir. But it's kind of diluted.
Stimulating call. Hello, Robert. You're on with Robert. Got time for a couple more, Charlie? All right.
Can I do the nigger? The nigger.
One more. No, we're not. You made your point. Hello. Wait, Rob. Let's take another call for Robert. Go ahead.
Finish.
Go ahead. Hello.
Don, this is all your fault. You fat f.
Now, what is your problem? Go ahead. Go finish what you want to finish.
Okay.
Jesus, I want to thank them. I hope they're having great
time. They're laughing their asses off.
Go ahead.
Say nigger.
All right.
The most painful, most murderous word ever invented. By so-called civilized man, the second most hurtful word is Jew. Okay, we got nigger, negro, nigga, nigga rich, house nigger, field nigger, sand nigger. And that's a term I hear a lot for Saddam Hussein, and I hear it a lot on this station. I think it's the Bald Truth or the Pat Gaul Show. They use it a lot. Sucker, that's a baby nigger. Nigger Jew.
Wait a minute, on the show, they don't use that on the air.
Shut up, dude. That's where I got it from.
I haven't heard it on
Pat
the air.
Pat Goss or the Bald Truth.
I don't know whether I've heard it. All right, well, I don't know whether that's true.
Okay,
go ahead.
Nigger Juice, Wiggers, that's white niggers, Negroid, that's a black android, and Negress, that's black female. And like I said, if I've forgotten any names, feel free to call up and leave it at the desk, and I'll have it for next year.
All right, now, Robert, before you wrap it up here, I mean, you just, you know, a sentence or two just to sum it all up. I mean, obviously, you could be here for 2 hours and do that. Ladies and gentlemen, final statement by Robert the Angry Mailman.
I don't care about Black History Month because I live Black history. I'm a proud Black man, and I will stay that. And all you Uncle Toms out there, all you ass kissers, all you ears that are listening, I'm Robert the Angry Mailman, and I will be back with more material. Thank you very much.
Wish we had more time for you, Robert.
All right, thank you.
We got
so
a lot of that stuff.
Lynching, I'll leave it for them. They can sing it next time. Jim Brown
that,
is in.
And I'm sorry that I didn't sing it with you, but Robert, thank you for bringing all that stuff in.
I'm gonna leave it for Don. Don would do it.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Whatever.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'll see you at your show tonight.
All right. Thank you very much,
whatever.
Robert. Are you coming to the show tonight, Robert? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Robert.
Right.
Buzz Burbank, what do you have for us, Buzz?
Today, Europeans can no longer make fun of fat Americans.
Yes.
Now they're fat, too.
How about that?
In a world where owning a radio...
What happened?
Hold on, we're just playing the tape here right now. You have the headphones off, Robert.
To bring good.
Very nice outfit today, Robert,
people.
Too.
That's me. He made it up.
The Black Yankees. He's wearing a Black Yankees jersey. Which that's the Negro Leagues. Is that what it was?
The Nigger Leagues, yeah.
That's Robert. All right, thank you very much. We got a break. Thank you, Robert.
For news and comments.
Robert, can you say what this is?
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional, dolls.
He will be right back.
Bye, boy.
Bye, Robert.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two tumbling dickweeds, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You know, I got this low-grade headache, Buzz.
Yeah, I can understand why.
I don't know why. No, you know, there's always fallout when Robert's on the show. I want to remind everybody that Monday, the return of Don and Rob from Las Vegas. I'll have all the updates on going to the fabulous Siegfried and Roy show. And all about Vegas and the weekend and the fight and all that. And, of course, you know, before we get to the news, we always have to get these calls.
Yes.
Just get them out of the way.
We do.
The phone has been ringing off the hook since Robert was on the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is
hey,
Chris.
Doc.
How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have my own Afro fact. I know the melody that Robert has heard more than any other melody in his entire life.
What would that
mean? Now, it says here, this is, I'm just looking at the screen, it says this is a cop about Robert. Are you a cop?
Yeah.
You're a police officer?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is your point?
The melody he's heard more than any other.
What are you talking about? Come on. Nice that the cops are out there.
It's a little joke.
Oh, my God. All right. It's always with Robert.
Yeah.
He's a total lightning rod.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. So we'll take one more, and then we'll move on to the news with Buzz.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, Robert's pretty angry and a bitter person to be celebrating Black History Month, isn't he?
I don't understand.
I mean, well, everything that was coming out of his mouth seemed like it was racist.
Well, I mean, it's your opinion. I mean, I'm not sure whether some of his facts were...
And, you know,
he
didn't bring up a fact about the first people that had slaves were Portuguese, not Europeans.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that Robert's not here.
Yeah, right, I know.
You have to really debate him about that, okay? I don't know whether I agree with that. And, you know, it's always interesting. He's always a lightning rod, and Robert always has a lot to say, and I think that's
cool. Let's just hope that lightning strikes, and it's the end of the month.
Okay, you know, and these are new phones, and I don't know how to use them. Buzz,
yes.
Let's get right to the news. Enough with Robert. I've had my fill, and I like Robert. Robert likes me, and he'll be on the show again, and
sure.
He's part of the gang, and that's all there is to it. Go ahead, Buzz Burbank.
Okay, Mike, for as long as we can remember, Europeans have been making fun of Americans, especially fat Americans, and as a country, we are sadly overweight, but the Europeans can no longer point their bony fingers because their fingers are now pudgy. The latest study by the United Nations shows that one-third of all Europeans are now obese.
Now, is this are you talking about Europeans or the French in particular?
Well, including the French, but really all Europeans.
As long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
Now, the study shows that only 21% of Americans are obese, so Europeans are now fatter than we are.
Really?
We may have had something to do with this by exporting some of our favorite fast foods.
Right, very good.
The kids have a fine new role model, rapper 50 Cent, who's an Eminem wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent used to be a drug dealer and made his 16-year-old female accomplice hide the stash in her underpants. The drugs were heroin and crack.
Really?
This, according to court records on the 27-year-old, whose real name is Curtis Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested twice in 94, 3 weeks apart, and faced felony drug charges. Curtis was 19 at the time, and instead of the 3 to 9 years in prison, he got sent to a youth boot camp. The court records we mentioned have been made public by the website known as The Smoking Gun.
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Very good.
That's the guy. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey is now apparently the world's first Black female billionaire. Forbes magazine put her on its list.
Sorry, Buzz, what did you say?
I said Oprah Winfrey, now the world's first Black female billionaire.
Well, good for Oprah.
Forbes magazine put her on its list this year, which for the 9th year in a row is headed by Bill Gates. He has nearly $41 billion. Investor Warren Buffett is still in second place with just under $31 billion. By comparison, Oprah only has $1
billion. $1 billion.
The first Black...
What do I hear, Charlie? What do I hear in the background there?
You hear me?
Hello? Oh, is this guy still on the phone? How long are you calling on the phone?
John dropped a bomb on you, didn't he?
He did. Hello, is this the same guy I was talking to before?
I guess so. Now he's gone.
All right. All right, you know what? We have a brand new phone system that I've never really seen in here, Buzz.
Yes.
Bear with me a second. I'm just trying to figure out. All right, hey, Charlie, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When I turn, when I press this button there on.
Correct.
And how, just so for future reference, how do I
hang up on them?
Yeah, how do I hang up on them? Down here?
The button on the very bottom.
The very bottom.
Correct.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. I understand. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's working great.
Now, see, I mean, now I don't hear anything. I don't even hear a breath or something like that. But now that makes him go away. But all right, it worked, Buzz.
Excellent. Congratulations.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to run.
No problem. Ozzy Osbourne made a lot of money last year, but still not as much as Elvis. Parade Magazine's coming out Sunday with its annual What People Earn.
You know, I really was curious. I mean, I know he does the tours and all that, and I know, but I mean, I really, based on their lifestyle, that's one of the questions I've always had, as far as exactly how much money they make, because he's got the private jet, they've got, they really do live in total luxury. I found out when she was on Letterman the other night, they've got a crew that does the show of about 15 people that hang out in that house, but I mean, they live a relatively lavish lifestyle.
Obviously, and I guess we'll have to wait till Sunday's Parade magazine to find out exactly how much dough the Osbournes have. As a preview, though, the magazine's already listed some highlights. George Lucas has $200 million, Stephen King, $52 million, Cameron Diaz at $40 million, Ozzy at, here it is, $37 million for Ozzy.
$37 million a year?
$37 million. A year. That's
right.
His earning.
All right, hold on, Buzz. I want to play with the phone some more because I have to learn them. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I need to ask Michael a question.
Don't call me Michael. Sorry about that. Your privilege is gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike. It's always great to hear you going solo.
Yeah, really, especially with Robert, isn't it?
Hey,
isn't it lots of fun?
You're doing wonderful, man.
Thank you.
You're doing
wonderful.
I'm somewhere in Northern California, an undisclosed location that could or could not be Sacramento. So I was wondering if it would be possible to... Buzz, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, it's always a little kick I get when I hear you do They're Coming to Take Me Away, and I think now might be a good time.
Now, Buzz, do you take requests during the news? It's your call, Buzz.
Yeah, no, you're driving the show. You say. If you want it, I'll do it. If you don't, that's fine, too. We'll do it another time.
Based on the fact that I believe he is from Sacramento, the answer is no.
Very
okay.
good.
And I figured out how to hang up on him, so you can continue now,
okay.
Buzz.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way, has $35 million a year. The Olsen twins make $7.5 million a year apiece.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Fascinating.
Who says crime doesn't pay? Five stars of the HBO's Sopranos have just gotten new contracts. Robert Eiler, who plays AJ, can buy a lot of effing ZD with the $60,000 he will get for each and every episode next season and the season after that if there is one.
He's that kid?
$60,000 per episode.
He's a bit player.
Well, and then...
He's a criminal.
There's Jamie Lynn Sigler, who plays his sister.
And I'd pay her.
Drea De Matteo, who plays his Aunt Janet.
She looks good. The Jamie Lynn Sigler looks as good as I have ever seen her. She was on one of those award shows, and she looks very strong.
Well, they're going to get the same money as AJ, $60,000 an episode. So will Tony Sirico. Michael Imperioli will get $80,000 an episode. The actors already had deals that would carry them through a sixth season. But
which one is Michael Imperioli? Is he Christopher?
Yeah, that's Christopher. That's
okay,
right.
Very good.
And the next season, they're supposed to have, after the ratings they got in the last season finale, all the actors have now gone back and asked for more money. Next up for negotiating, James Gandolfini.
All right, hold on, Buzz. Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. It's like a new toy. It's like a new toy. Mm-hmm. I've never played with these phones before, so you'll bear with me.
Sure, yes. Enjoy.
What can we do? What's your name, ma'am?
It's Beth, and you know, I just wanted to tell you something.
What's that?
That a while ago, when I started listening to your show, it was about 6 or 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of into another show, and my girlfriend told me about you guys, and I went, okay, whatever. So then I turned you on, and now every day you turn me on, and it's all because of you.
What are you?
It's not Don, it's you.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Beth?
I always get told Dana Delaney.
Really? The young Dana Delaney?
Sure.
All right. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing stuff.
Stuff. All right. Not good enough. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me.
How are you?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Stud. Stud.
That's
here. Right.
You.
Yeah. Right, boss. Hi. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm calling from Fredericksburg, and I'm just calling to say hello, and that I'll be seeing you at Sullivan tonight.
Okay, all right, very good. You know, go on, proceed, Buzz. Even though it's all well and good, but really,
sure.
I have done this a number of times. I really don't feel more out of control. I don't think it's possible to feel more out of control.
You're fine.
Please proceed.
I love this story. Apparently, the guys
Happy effing Friday, everybody.
The guys at Forbes Financial Magazine are not quite as stuffy as we thought. They've just published a list of the 15 richest fictional characters. Bottom to top, here it is. Number 15, the great Jay Gatsby with $600 million. Number 14, Greed's Gordon Gekko.
Is this the money news? Every story you've had has been about money.
It has been so far.
All right.
Makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Gekko, $650 million. And 13th place, Dalmatian owner Cruella DeVille with $875
million. Very good.
Number 12, citizen Charles Foster Kane, $1 billion. Number 11, Homer's boss, Monty Burns, $1 billion.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Charlie, is the phone turned on? Hello? No. You know what? I'm fascinated with my new toy, but I can't get it to work right.
It has lights and everything.
All right, who else has lots of money, Buzz?
Number 10, Bond nemesis Goldfinger, $1.2 billion. Number 9...
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die!
Dallas oil man J.R. Ewing with $2.8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, supervillain Lex Luthor, $4.7 billion.
Right.
Number 7, Batman's Bruce Wayne, $6.3 billion.
Yes.
Number 6, chocolate lover Willy Wonka, $8
billion. Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Islander Thurston Howell III, also $8
billion. Right.
Number 4, Uncle Scrooge McDuck with $8.2 billion. Number 3, Annie's Daddy Warbucks with $10 billion. Number 2, Richie Rich, $24.7 billion. And at number 1, Santa Claus with infinite wealth.
Infinite wealth. All right, Buzz, we're going to take a break. We will be right back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
Yeah, lick it. All right, Buzz. Okay, Mike. The ratings period that ended Wednesday night, this February sweep, is being called the craziest, most ridiculous sweeps ever by TV executives.
It's crazy.
They're talking about the reality shows.
Wild, crazy.
Like that. And the glut of Michael Jackson specials.
Whatever.
In fact, only three scripted shows made it into the top 10 this February. CSI, ER, and Friends. And Friends just barely made it. CBS and NBC did very well, but Fox came out on top. ABC continued to flounder.
How did the Jim Belushi show do, Buzz?
Not well, Mike. All right, not good. Well. Mm-hmm. CBS's audience actually got a little younger. In the not-too-distant future, there will be no more sweeps. The Nielsen Company is replacing handwritten diaries with more accurate electronic tracking devices. That could spell the end of ratings periods skewed by stunt programming.
They'll be introducing the genital cuff.
Yes, and that'll be painful. It'll also force networks to give us something other than reruns outside the sweeps months of November, February, and May.
So they're gonna, it's going to like be built into your television?
Eventually, not built into your TV. It's a box that Nielsen will put in your house to measure everybody's viewing habits in that.
And they do that already with the overnights, right? Don't they have little boxes
right,
or something like that?
Right, that's how they get early indications of what the ratings are. And they're going to do this first in the major markets, starting with New York and working their way down.
Okay.
How we got another season of the Anna Nicole Smith Show is beyond me, but it starts Sunday on the E! Entertainment Television Network.
They got it because that guy from Joe Millionaire, Paul.
Paul Hogan, the butler from Joe Millionaire, will host the season opener.
And really, as much as I tired of Anna Nicole Smith and, you know, really the whole reality genre,
oh, sure.
That guy, I like that guy so much that I will tune in just to see how, I hope he has lots of interaction with her. I really think that's going to help that show.
He's very likable, and they're counting on that drawing people.
Mm-hmm.
Anna's stepson will not be watching the show. He's the son of the rich man the gold digger married. She still hasn't seen a single penny of her late husband's estate.
Oh, the poor thing.
And if any reality show ever gets too real, it'll be this one. ABC's planning a reality show about the war against terrorism, the one already being fought by American troops in Afghanistan.
I saw a promo. Is this the frontline thing?
That's right. Profiles from the frontline.
I saw a promo for this, and it's just... it's weird.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's the real deal.
Very
right?
real.
I mean, it's on many levels, this disturbs me. The one that, you know, number one, how much information do we give our enemies about how we fight the war?
I'm sure all this is cleared by the government.
It's still weird. It's still very, very disturbing.
Camera crews follow soldiers who've been away from home for months now, trying to dodge all the landmines and Al-Qaeda killers hiding nearby. The show even features a suicide bomber. Quoting a producer, they told us, "We cannot help you. You have to bring your own bulletproof material, helmets, night vision, tents, food, and water. If we are in the mountains and you stay behind, you stay behind."
This is training that they're going to be covering or real stuff?
No, this is actual frontline stuff in Afghanistan.
Okay.
The military told them, "You TV guys are on your own. There's no way we can help you."
Now, Steve, now then I'm watching.
Yeah.
You see, like, one of those guys running across the field with a camera and he explodes.
The 6-episode series starts Thursday.
Yeah.
In sports, the St. Louis Rams have traded former first-round draft pick Trung Candidate to the Washington Redskins for guard David Laverne and a fourth-round draft pick. Laverne started 11 games for the Skins last season. Candidate had dropped to third on the Rams' depth chart because of a tendency to fumble.
Kind of like a guy named Trung.
In Washington, he could be a starter.
Mm-hmm.
The Ku Klux Klan's asking for a permit to demonstrate in support of the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia.
Where's Robert when you need him?
The Klan supports the club's decision to ban women from membership.
You know, I was thinking about that. When Robert, you need that balance, don't you? I mean, when we have Robert in here, Rob doesn't say anything. I think he's really afraid of Robert the Angry Mailman.
Sure.
You know, just having that big melon in the back of the studio, it's a very interesting balance.
We miss him. Finally, in Norristown, the Philadelphia suburb where I once lived, a 36-year-old woman has been charged with open lewdness and the corruption of minors.
You were known as the Norristown stud.
That was me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Police say that back in June, this woman chased a 7-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl with a dildo. They say she put the artificial organ through the fly of her shorts, pretending to be a man, apparently. They say she also used the sex toy to hit the little girl on the head.
Wow.
The children have since had counseling.
Oh, of course they have.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. That's it. We got to go. We got to get out of here. We will all be back on Monday.
Yes.
It is not a 3-day weekend.
No.
Even though I do have this low-grade headache. Look forward to seeing everybody tonight in Fredericksburg. Come on down.
Right,
and I figured with Robert, I get to throw that extra little plug
in
there.
Of course.
Why the hell not? And thank you, Charles Broyhill.
You're welcome.
That was the slow Charles Broyhill turning on the microphone. We got to get out of here. We will have a complete recap on the fabulous Las Vegas weekend for Don and Rob and Rob's wife. Mm-hmm. I will be interested to see how she does on that. It's a very interesting dynamic they're going to have out there in Las Vegas. And they'll have an update on the fabulous Siegfried and Roy show that they will be hopefully in the front row viewing this weekend. Thank you. And that's it. He tripped it early on me.
That's all right.
What the hell? Hey, man, you never do it, Charlie. You know, it's like I never do it anyway. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. You going to say it on the microphone?
Bye.
There he is, Charles Boyle. BM, Charles, you want to say the last part of that? Do you know that on the show?
Is it Eaters?
There you go. See you later. We'll see you Monday, everybody.
Yeah. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.